starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And here to tell you more is Ronald McDonald himself.
Whoa, all right. Whoa,
whoa. Go F yourself, douchebag.
I'm talking with Dennis Wilburn about your renegotiation this morning. Oh. Jerry Rice. Andre Reed. Chris Carter. I smoke all these fools. Yet they are making the big sweet dollar. They are making the quality. And what's wrong?
Quicker.
Buenas noches. Can we see the picture of Larry King? There he is. Right. He looks like a... this came to me over the weekend. He looks like an owl, right? Am I right?
No.
Larry King looks like an owl?
No.
This is offered through the school, right? Not some guy in a van with a camcorder?
As I was getting out of the car one day, I was crossing the lawn, and there was a dog turd on the lawn. And I went back, and I took my camera out of the car, and I took a very close photograph of it. He said, I then took that photograph and filmed it. The photograph, had it developed and filmed. I then took that film and changed it to video, and then the video then went into a computer where it, I don't know, like something digitally reprocessed or something like that. And at that point, he showed me, this is what I did, and he showed me he went back to the original. He showed me the picture, as it were, on film, on the video monitor, and then he tapped in a couple of commands, and all of a sudden this flat picture became wrapped into a sphere. And then he generated some light from different sources as if it were a sun, and it looked, of course, exactly like this kind of asteroid or planet. And it was just a dog turd on his lawn.
That one.
Good afternoon and welcome to Judgment City. Just had quite a little journey, so for now, relax and enjoy the ride. Considering the transformation you've just been through, you really won't have any choice. You'll find many activities for your enjoyment here in Judgment City. For example, how many like to play golf? You won't be able to get your hands up just yet, but good.
Hi, 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 hi.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike, or you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Sorry, hold on. Disregard those touchstones. They were set off by these fellas.
Oh, yeah, well, they're bad actors.
They're trouble. I always want to push the button.
You sure do.
Anyway.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Frogs, be wet!
This is Recessed Vagina.
Well, hold on. There's never mind going on there.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Recessed Vagina, and all the ships at sea. Love saying it twice.
Sure.
They will gladly render your body fat into soap, and then grind your bones up to make bread. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
My God.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh. And I, thank you for listening, everybody, Don and Mike Show. New episode on this
Thursday.
February 13er. And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Burbank
here.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi.
I like the expanded opening of the show because there are tapes that we haven't played for 5 years. With the guy, one of those tapes was the guy that was Q on Star Trek,
right, talking about filming a turd and turning it into a planet.
John saying that when they were on an episode of Star Trek, right, one of the planets on the Star Trek, the Jean-Luc Picard Star Trek,
mm-hmm,
one time they were looking in the view screen at a planet,
right?
It was actually a piece of crap.
Wonderful story, and he tells it very well.
Yes, he does.
With such enthusiasm.
Yes, he does.
And boy, oh boy, was I excited today. Just sitting around the house with the old lady getting ready for Valentine's Day, mm-hmm, and the UPS guy comes up, and he has a package for me from Germany.
Hey!
Now, right away, yeah, you know, my funny honey, she thinks the worst,
right? Mm-hmm.
Because it's addressed to Herr instead of Mister,
yeah,
and it has the Deutschland postmark on it.
Mm-hmm.
And right away,
Rob's been sending you some silverware.
She said, the comment was something along the lines of, "Is this something you and Rob are doing?"
Right. Yeah. Right.
And I could not be further from the truth.
Huh.
I am so excited that they've started another season of NFL Europe that I am wearing, in fact, the jersey of the Rhine Fire today.
A jersey that combines an NFL style with a soccer style.
Yes.
It seems to be a hybrid type of jersey.
Yeah, that's what they're going to be wearing this year. And as you can see, they got no problem sponsoring
Schlosser,
the team. They got a gigantic beer thing over my left-hand shoulder.
Looks like it probably tastes very good.
I don't know, the jersey or the beer?
The beer.
The beer, anyway. So that's what I'm very excited about.
Is it striped?
Yeah, it's weird.
It looks like it's got kind of like a hidden stripe in it.
It does, over the part where like the number is.
You're not wearing like an old NHL referee's red, white, and blue jersey.
No, Mike, it's the European way they make the jerseys.
I see.
It's got the shiny stuff up on the shoulder part and the sleeve part where it has the logo, and then it's got the little NFL Europe thing. And
is that your choice of number?
Yeah, here's a shock. I chose number one. and then by where the number is, it's very, I guess it's easier to see than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like striped, almost.
Very cool jersey.
Anyway, so that's, I know you're wondering, what makes a guy like me happy? Mm-hmm. What makes a multi complex man like myself happy?
Multidimensional, though.
That's what makes me happy, mm-hmm, is ordering a jersey from Germany.
Your jersey phases, though, I find to be kind of cyclical. You go through periods of time where you don't wear jerseys at all, and then like you'll wear one every day, a different one, and you got about 500 of them.
And I'll tell you, here's the cycle. I wear them when I've lost the weight.
Oh, okay.
And then when I get fat,
right,
you don't see me wear jerseys.
That's right.
And then when I lose weight again, when I can fit back into a jersey.
Now I understand.
Then you see me wear the jersey.
Very good.
So listen, happy pre-Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We have our couples here for the backwards newlywed game. We will meet them in just a second.
Yep.
But our lead story has to be today, a countdown now. Our F Code Orange meet and greet.
Yes, we are gathering in the nation's capital.
Yeah. It's a week from tonight, next Thursday, February 23rd, starting at 8 o'clock at a giant joint in the District of Columbia, which is the District of Columbia, the Acropolis, 13 and 37 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest D.C.
Yeah, baby.
Our appearance brought to you by Miller Lite. We'll be there for a couple of hours. Now, this is nothing like the Las Vegas-style show.
No.
This is much more intimate,
yes.
The place and the joint. The Acropolis will offer a food. And, you know, you buy a beer if you're so inclined. I think Mike pointed out we would like to buy beer for everybody. But then if you go out and run over a school bus full of kids,
yes.
Well, the lawyers come looking at us because we served you the beer.
But we will have plenty of good chow, nice little to eat down there.
And intimacy.
And
we have a lot of that.
You get kind of ramped up when that that word is
mentioned. I love to meet the public.
Yeah, well, yeah, they love to meet you, Buzz. And anyway, we walk around and we say hi to everybody, and it's a very nice time. And it's next Thursday night. Wanted to mention that a week from today. Tomorrow is the biggest made-up holiday in the world, Valentine's Day.
Yes, coinciding with another one of those winter storms that seems to be, you know, changing by the minute.
Well,
I heard today. During my morning, I heard three separate forecasts of one was rain, one was a wintry mix, and the other was snow.
Right.
I heard the lady on Channel 5.
What did she say?
She said all three, but at least she was honest. She said, really, we don't know.
We don't know.
She said, we know moisture's coming this way to the mid-Atlantic, and it's going to be a storm that starts Friday night.
Moisture's coming to her pretty soon, I would imagine.
No.
Probably the opposite.
I don't think there's been moisture with her for a long time.
Oh, dear.
That it will be moving up the coast to all the cities on the East Coast we broadcast to. And it could be rain, or it could be freezing rain, or it could be slush, or it could be snow. They just don't know.
Kathy Whiteside also predicted moisture. 100% chance.
Well, yeah,
well, that's not in all the right places, though.
That's in her underpants.
Oh,
in the bad part of her underpants.
Bad moisture.
Not in the good part of her underpants.
Very scary.
So anyway, it's not happening until tomorrow night at least. So thank goodness all the long-suffering, pussy-whipped men of America will have time, even the last-minute guys, to go out and buy the cards.
Excellent.
For the manufactured holiday. And the cards, you know, listen, here's the deal. If you're a guy and you're getting your girl something, you got to get her something. You can't just give her a card.
Right.
You got to get her flowers, or you've got to get her the chocolates, and she's not in that. You got to get her a bobble. You got to get her something.
A G-jaw.
Because, you know, and a lot of the problem is the advertising.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to shoot the guy at K Jewelers who came up with the ad where there's the guy and the girl and they're in the horse-drawn carriage, and the snow is coming down, and he gives her the little teddy bear, and she opens it up, and he pulls out a flashlight to shine down on this necklace, which incidentally they say costs $99.
Wow.
So you know that it's, well, technically it's a diamond necklace.
It's one of those diamonds where they take like a hammer. And,
right.
And then they pick up the chip
shavings.
But the thing is, it's the romantic angle of this thing that they play up to the hilt. And the pressure is not on the women.
No.
The pressure is on the guys.
That's right.
The guys have to come up with the over-the-top gift, and not necessarily, it doesn't have to be anything money.
Right.
Money has a limited role to do with this. It's one of those times you can really give your wife, your girlfriend, something from the heart, something to show that you care about her. Mm-hmm. And you know all that they have to do in return is give you a card that says, you know, to my wacky husband. And I always get those.
Yeah.
I always give my wife the super mushy ones, and I always get the goofy ones back, like where it says, you know, to my husband, and you open it up, and it's a fat guy laying on the couch, and you pull something, and then like a heart comes out of his beer belly or something, and it's just not fair. It's a made-up holiday.
Well, I was discussing with a friend of mine that there is no balance for that particular holiday. I agree with you that it's a woman's holiday. It's the guy's responsibility to come up with a really nice gift. And somebody was making the argument that that's Super Bowl Sunday. That's the guy's. I mean, that doesn't cut it for me.
No.
You know,
Super Bowl Sunday and Valentine, that is not the male female like
Super Bowl
Father's
Sunday.
Day, Mother's Day. That's not the balance.
Super Bowl Sunday is a national holiday.
Yes, and what I think is we need to come up with a balanced holiday.
John in production had a great idea. He told me about it last week and would fall somewhere in the middle of March, usually a Sunday, and it would be called Steak and BJ Day.
That's where, you know, that's all, and that's all that would be required.
It'd be very easy.
The woman in your life to make you a nice steak dinner, followed by, or perhaps prior to, no, it'd be followed.
I myself would go for the Cone of Silence Day.
Ah.
That would be the perfect gift.
Where you just are left alone?
No, my wife would have to wear a cone of silence.
Cone?
You know, like on Get Smart. Like one of those things that came down over Maxwell Smart's head.
Right, I remember.
So like when I would wake up in the morning and see her,
right,
instead of being greeted with, because, you know, she wakes up a million miles an hour,
mm-hmm,
all I would hear would be, I would just, you know, I would knock on it and go, hey, good morning. Mwah. Love you.
Would that be similar to the device that Bruce Willis wore in Pulp Fiction?
No, Mike, not quite like that.
Although, it wouldn't be the rubber ball in the mouth with a leather strap of silence.
It would depend how you feel about your lady. For my lady, I'm thinking something like an astronaut's helmet.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the closest thing to what I'm thinking of.
I have this thought, and this is, you know, since we're having these couples in today, this would be a thought. How about in exchange for Valentine's Day, we have alimony amnesty month?
Mike, I'm with you.
Okay,
I'm with you.
Just one month, maybe the month of February, where you know you just you take the month off.
You have my vote on that.
Okay, good. I just thought I'd float that one.
You have my vote on that. Jesus Christ, you have my vote on
just
that.
Just for fun, yeah. Why not?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Valentine's Day sucks.
Well, spoken like a true man.
I have to make the obligatory trip to Tiffany's every year.
Hold on.
Wow.
Let me stop you right there, and let me give you the simplest tip that you're ever going to get in your life. Here's what you do. You go to Tiffany's, and you're going to get ripped off even on this, but here's what you do.
You get ripped off. You buy a keychain at that point.
Mike, hold on.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
You buy a keychain?
I'd like to look at the keychains. And a keychain's like
$75.
Oh, God. It comes in the box.
Yeah.
Then you go down to JCPenney's or Walmart or K Jewelers or whatever it is, and you buy a piece of jewelry for about $100.
Right.
And then what you do is you just put it in a Tiffany box.
I like this.
And
it's brilliant.
Your wife.
It won't work.
I guarantee it would work.
My wife will go right on the internet, look it up, find out how much it costs.
Oh, that's
and if
bad.
She won't find it.
Well, see, I did this. I did this back, keep in mind, Friedel and I are starting our 23rd year together. I did this back in the day, pre-internet.
Yeah.
Pre-internet, when it was so much easier. You know, back in the days when if you were over limit on your credit card, the only way that they really knew was if you were really awful bad and you were in that book.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you would have, like, you go to Kmart or something to buy something, and you give them a credit card, and they would get out just this little brochure,
mm-hmm,
and as long as your number was not in that brochure, man, you could charge a color TV, and
you always had 30 days.
You were set, but now with the computer stuff, they know immediately if you've got enough money in your balance.
Tell her it was an in-store promotion, in-store only.
But anyway, that's my advice, sir.
I guess now it comes down to it just sucks to be me.
Yeah, but listen, there's ways around it. There are always ways around it.
You know, I hesitate to bring this up because you're probably going to kill me. You're probably going to kill me and just tell me to shut up whenever you want me to shut up on this, okay?
All right, shut up.
But you got the next big one for you guys is going to be 2-5, right? That's going to be the...
No, this year's 2-3.
It's 2-3. So in 2 years, you're going to have the big... The 25th is what? That's the silver, right?
Yeah, arsenic.
The silver.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, I'm watching because I'm late to the party, and I watch, of course, the Osbournes because I still watch it, and they had their big special of their renewing of the vows special that they had, and I'm watching this, and I was thinking about you and Frida, not for any other reason. It was selfishly motivated. I was watching this renew the vows ceremony they had, and it just looked, man, it looked like the greatest party. And I was thinking, if you guys ever did something like that, it would just be a great party.
Don't forget, for our 20th,
right,
I did want to take her down to Graceland.
Right.
Because we had a free trip to go down to watch Mike Tyson fight.
Right.
And as it turns out, she was turned off by the whole thing because I was more excited about spending 2 days at Graceland with Rob Bay. We're going to go with the Speewax. Spend the time with Rob Bay at Graceland and figure that our wives could do whatever. And then, incidentally, we would renew our vows, but Rob had done some checking on the internet, and we would have renewed our vows at Graceland with an Elvis-style wedding.
Well, so it's not an idea that's completely...
No.
But, man, was that a party that he had. I mean, it just looked... I was looking there just saying, it's the first time I've seen anything like that on TV where I said, I really wish that I was at that party.
Actually, here's the deal. You know, she brought this up the other day. We were driving in the car, and we were listening to Silk Degrees by Boz Scaggs. Mm-hmm. Arguably one of the, you know, top five greatest albums ever. And
can't read around.
When we got engaged, I was the music director at WPGC, big radio station, and Boz Scaggs had a couple of hits, and then like he's starting to fall off the radar charts, like around 1981 when we got married. So I called the record guy and I said, "Man, you know, my wife and I really love Boz Scaggs, and would there be any way that, you know, I'd even pay the expenses if Boz Scaggs could sing a song at our wedding?"
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, it looked like it was going to happen.
Wow.
And then at the last minute, it fell through because he got an offer to do a real concert somewhere that would pay him something like $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned to me the other day, really, we were listening to this, she said, you know, now for our 25th, based on the fact that we're doing a lot better and... Let's face it, not like you turn on the radio every day and hear a Boz Scaggs record.
Right.
She said, you could probably hire him to come sing at our 25th anniversary.
Absolutely.
So I would think about it. I would think about
that's
it.
That's very cool.
Because I know that a lot of these has-been stars do stuff like that.
You could probably hire him to tend bar at your wedding.
he's really good, though.
Maybe the worst one ever, and then I promise we'll get right to the couples here, was, Mike, you know Bobby Poe.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who used to have a radio convention in town every year,
a
top 40 radio convention.
A liver-destroying convention.
Yeah. I mean, really, no lie, whores, guys having sex with animals, I am not lying about that.
Dogs and cats falling from the sky.
I mean, really, celebrities, everything. And after the party, he would have a party at his house the next weekend. And he lived at the time in a very fancy suburb, and he had a putting green out in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred and I showed up at the after party the next weekend, and we're just walking around, and there was a guy who, down and out looking guy, who was just sitting in a chaise lounge by the pool, and Bobby Poe, Po-Cat, calls me and goes, Donnie, come here. Right here. I want you to meet, first up, Don, I want you to tell me something. Name your five favorite singles of all time. And I'm going, five favorite singles of all time. Then he gave me a hint. He goes, Roulette Records. And I said, oh, well, that's simple. It's either Tommy James and the Shondells, I Think We're Alone Now, or Tommy James and the Shondells, Crimson and Clover, or Tommy James, Dragging the Line. He says, I'd like you to say hello to Mr. Tommy James. And here was this, just this laid out, useless.
That's too bad.
I mean, I think he was trying to come back at the time.
The music industry. Chews them up, spits them out.
And maybe he even had a record that was out at the time, which is why he was there. But it was sad.
Yeah.
It was sad to meet him like that.
Your cell phone's ringing.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I can hear the Batman song.
Oh, that's her. Yeah, I'm trying to call her.
Or did you call your own cell phone?
Nope. Oh, I did. No, hold on. No, it's not.
Oh.
Rob, is that the hotline?
You have reached the Sprint.
Oh, hold on. My mistake.
Well, did you call your own phone?
Yeah.
Were you there?
I'm stupid. God, I'm stupid.
Might be subconsciously the whole renewing of the vows.
But now I know what the hotline number is. Because now it's in my cell phone forever as a missed call.
Absolutely.
Hello?
Baby.
Hi,
do you remember when we were at the Po-Cat's house and old poor Tommy James was there?
I did. I do remember that. I do. And I hope by the time we're that age that, you know, that I'm glad that you've changed hairstyles and that, you know, you wouldn't have the same bouffant that you did 25 years ago.
And, yeah, Tommy James still had this big, gigantic afro. And it was sad. Okay, but one more as long as we're on the holiday of a Valentine's Day and romantic things and washed up stars, name the washed up star who we went to see when I worked at Kiss FM when we first got married and we had dinner with and who later
Gary Pocket. Puckett.
Yes, and later borrowed money from me to get a cab home.
Gary Puckett.
Now, I know that I'm way out of demo here. I yell at Mike all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say we had Tommy James and Gary Puckett in the same discussion.
I apologize, Mike. You get two.
You're catching up.
You get two.
But if I went like medieval the other day, didn't I? I don't mean like
you went all the way back to the 20s.
Yeah, it was with Spats is what I was doing. Yeah.
There's this guy, Gary Puckett, in the Union Gap. They had a bunch of hit records in the 1960s.
I'm surprised you need to tell people who Gary Puckett is.
Oh, I think there's a percentage of our audience that has a large percentage that has no friggin' idea who either Tommy James or Gary Puckett are.
There's a percentage of our audience that don't track with Fast Times at Ridgemont High anymore. That's scary.
Well,
that's
I know there's a percentage that wasn't born when because their hits were, mid-60s. I mean, there's plenty of people who weren't around then. I mean, there's a large percentage that wasn't born.
How can I have a new voicemail?
Did you leave one?
Hold on.
You
a
just
second.
Called yourself, dude.
Yeah, but hold on a second. All right, calling, voicemail. Okay, what do I do now? Connected.
If you want to be, you will be connected.
All right, hold on a second.
You know, now you sound doubly old. Not only do you talk about old groups, but you don't know how to work your voicemail.
Oh, hold on. Outgoing. I'm doing it. Here it is, calling. Connected. Well, how come I'm hearing? Oh, hold on. It's connecting.
Please enter your passcode, then press pound.
Ah.
La la la. La la la.
Here we go.
One new message.
Okay.
Maybe it was somebody calling.
Phone number 703.
No. It's the.
You're old.
Received at 3:24 p.m.
That was you.
Rewrite the 7. To return this call, press
there was nothing on it.
Right.
You can call yourself back.
Nine.
You should call Gates of Heaven Cemetery.
God, I'm an idiot. So anyway, we this guy Gary Puckett.
Call Leisure World. Time to check in.
This guy Gary Puckett, who had a bunch of hit records, I had him on my show at Kiss FM, and I said I'm a big fan, and I said we should get together sometime, and he said, how about dinner this evening?
Wow.
And I said, great. I called Frida. She's working at Direction. And I said, you're never going to guess we're going to dinner with Gary Puckett tonight.
That's such a weird, awkward social set. Yeah. How about tonight?
Okay. So we meet him at a fancy restaurant in Hollywood, and he's talking to us. And at the end of the evening, he said, this has really been great. I can't believe I've walked out of the house without my wallet.
Did you buy dinner?
Yeah. Might you have a loan for cab fare? So we ended up giving Gary Puckett money so he could ride back home.
And do you think he was like, he just needed a meal that night?
I don't know.
He should have gotten money through Western Union?
I don't know, but baby, I think Mike's right. We should have a giant party.
Why can I only hear Buzz now?
Hello, can you hear me, Frida?
There you go.
Yeah, right.
I think that we should have a giant party, Mike's right, on our 25th anniversary.
I didn't even hear all that. Gosh darn. You know, you are losing it. You forgot how to work the controls of the radio station. I missed the whole conversation.
Well, you see, the thing is, I don't have to explain to you. If I take the mics out of program, you can hear something on the telephone, like a cell phone. You can hear it better.
Right.
That's why I took the mics out of program for a moment.
All right, my darling.
Okay?
Okay.
You know, the rest of my life is out of control, but in here, this is 4 hours a day. I know what I'm doing.
I know. In there, you're a fighter pilot.
Right here? Yeah, I know it. I'm under control.
All right, good.
Okay, I'll see you Valentine's Day.
I hope so.
Yeah, come on. Love you. What do you mean you hope so?
I mean, I hope so. I mean, I hope it doesn't snow, and I look forward to seeing you, and I love you.
And I love you, too. You see, she's going to Ocean City now. She's going up a day ahead.
I see.
And she's afraid that tomorrow, that for some reason, you know, we're going to be getting the storm of the century.
No, I think you're going to be you're going to be okay.
Bye, I love you. Sorry, I was laughing and burping because Rob was crossing his fingers that we get an ice storm tomorrow night.
A big snowstorm.
We'll see.
Go, honey, I can't make it.
But you're absolutely right about the old references and stuff like that. You know.
I know.
I mean, it does blow me away when something like Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's scary.
Now, that doesn't seem right.
No.
That to me, I'll give it to you. The Tommy James, Gary Puckett. I'm breaking the rule that I yell at Mike about when Mike talks about, like, big band music.
Right.
But to think that Fast Times at Ridgemont High is not relevant to our audience today, I refuse to believe that.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it. I hate that. No, just kidding. No. But I have no problem with dating people that don't know that movie.
The good movie was out, what, 23 years ago? Something like that?
I'm afraid so.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi.
I was calling to say, well, first, I've never seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh.
I love your show. I've been listening to you since I was like 13, and I, too, hate Valentine's Day.
Well, you're the one. You're the only one.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Do you have a recessed vagina?
I do not have a recessed vagina.
Okay.
I like men, and I think that Valentine's Day is corporate. And I don't want a gift from a guy because somebody said, hey, look, you have to buy her a gift.
No ass, honey.
It's Valentine's Day.
No ass, but guess what? All the rest of us are sucked into that cesspool. And, Mike, that's why this year you're the luckiest man in this room. Hooray!
Actually, it's a tie. Carrie prohibits me from getting her anything for Valentine's Day.
Really?
Really?
She's against the... There are people that... I mean, there's huge protests about it around the world.
Don't even have to ball my fist up or anything. But she came into the relationship with that, and that's one of the best things about it.
I love Don and Mike's show.
But I do love her.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Someday you're going to turn her bones into what? Into bread?
No.
Grind her bones into flour.
I wouldn't do it to her, but what you could do is take someone that you don't like and render their fat into soap,
right,
and then grind their bones down and bake it into bread.
There you go.
But never my wife.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Never my love.
Hello.
Hans Christian.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I just had a thought for Mike there.
Yes, sir.
If he had paid a little more attention to the Valentine's presents he bought in the past, he might not have to be worried about this alimony amnesty.
Well, yeah, how do you know what I did on Valentine's
Day? I think you're always good on Valentine's Day.
I think even the ex-Mrs. O'Mara would tell you that I was fairly decent in the area of holiday gift-giving.
I only remember one giant F-up, and that was, I think it was a Mother's Day, where you came up with a Pop-Tart.
A Pop-Tart and
a candle in it.
It might have been a birthday.
Might have been a birthday.
That might have done it right there, but not Valentine's Day.
So. I don't think so.
No, it was the Pop-Tart. But that's one of those deals where you look back, and at the time it was, like, oh, that is so cute, but the reality of it was, oh, you incredible bastard.
Well, listen, we can sit here and flap our lips all day, and we will tomorrow, because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, the actual day.
Yeah, whatever.
When we're having the senior bachelorette. But today, we're doing the backwards newlywed game.
Yeah. All right.
And let's meet our couples, and then in our next break, we'll actually start the game.
Very good.
First, let's meet and greet, Mark and Alicia.
Come on down.
Mark, I believe, is the guy we saw in the green room with a New York Jets jersey on.
They all seem like nice people.
Yeah, we got the four of them sitting back there like caged animals in the green room.
Let's say hi to Mark and Alicia.
Here they are. All we'll do is meet them, and then we will get right to the game.
Right.
Keep in mind that our winning couple today gets $1,000 from Veromax.
Hi, kids.
And a diamond pendant necklace,
Mike,
courtesy of Mervis Diamond Importers at 1-800-HER-LOVE. Hi, Mark. Hello, Alicia.
Hi.
Hi there.
Folks, this is the backwards newlywed game because these are people who are divorcing or are separated.
Right.
Now, we don't want to ask a lot of penetrating questions because that's in our game.
Yeah, that's within the context of the game, and that would spoil that for all those people that are listening right
now. But we would like to know how long you have been separated.
We've been separated since last May, so what's that, 9 months?
And have you filed for divorce?
Not yet.
No.
I think, now you tell me if I'm asking a question that's going to be in the game. Didn't we ask at this stage of the game, is there any chance for...
Yeah, that is a fair chance that we should learn before the game is played.
Is there any chance for reconciliation?
I would say, I mean, we had, in the separation agreement we had drawn up, that we had said after 1 year's time we would decide at that point if we wanted to reconcile.
All right, now let's let Alicia speak.
No.
There is no chance of reconciliation?
Wow. Beauty.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and a good line for you is the one I used yesterday. Reconciliation is not imminent.
All right, get out of here. That's our first couple. And here's the second couple. You know, shocker, we were going to have...
Boy, oh boy.
Chilly.
It's a little cold in here.
I knew when he was doing all the talking. We were going to have four at first.
Right.
Of course, two of them got cold feet.
Of course.
Yep. So here's our second couple today. It's Jerry and Amy. Hello, guys.
Good afternoon.
Hi
there, Amy. Can you step up to the mic, please? You guys are separated or divorcing right now? Which is it?
Separated.
How long have you been separated?
She fired me the week before Christmas.
And again, maybe the guys can let the girls do a little of the speaking here. Amy, how long have you been separated?
I asked him for separate, divorce, like the week before Christmas.
Okay. Wow. Mike, you want to ask your question about reconciliation?
That's cool. Any chance of, at this stage of the game, any chance of, no, they're not even letting me get the question. There is no chance.
But we need a verbal answer.
No, and no.
The answer is no.
No.
Okay,
well, good luck. We didn't ask.
This is the time we spent together.
In a long, yes.
We didn't ask Mark and Alicia this, but I'll ask you, and I'll ask them when they come back in. If you happen to win the $1,000, are you going to split it? Have you guys discussed splitting the money?
Yeah, we'll split it, and she'll get the diamond.
And she'll get the diamond.
Okay. He never bought me one.
Because what?
Because he's never bought me one. 14 years.
What about when you were engaged?
Negative.
What about when you got married?
It was the grandmother's. It was an heirloom?
Yeah, it was an heirloom.
It's my grandfather's grandmother's wedding band, and my grandmother gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
I bought my own wedding band.
Really? For you to use at your wedding, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got two great couples. Get out of here, kids. I don't know about you,
hey,
Mike.
Sir? Yeah. Hang in there, buddy.
I can feel the hate in this room. Yeah. My God.
I feel like really I have definite rooting interests.
Yeah.
Already. That first couple, there's some ice in the air.
Well, now, the guy with the Jets jersey, you know, they said, well, we signed the agreement, say in a year, and then she just says, no.
No. Oh, and that was like, that was it. That's what makes this wonderful.
And then the second couple, you know, well, he never even gave me a ring.
Mm.
Never even gave me a ring, 14 years. So we're going to have a good time with these people today.
Yeah.
Oh, the money that we're giving away, $1,000, you know, it's courtesy of Viramax.
Promotional consideration provided by Viramax. Viramax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Viramax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Right.
Back to you, Don.
Thank you, dude.
I don't know that one.
Now, I'll tell you how we play the game. When we come back, it'll be just the ladies.
All right.
There are 10 questions. And, you know, hold on, Robbie, we got it backwards here. Well, doesn't matter.
No.
Okay, we'll do ladies first.
Mm-hmm.
And the men will be...
It's women men first, women isolated.
Okay. You know, Robin, the details of these games.
How did I keep score last time?
In the first round,
every question is worth 5 points in the first round.
All right.
In the second round, every match, every correct answer is worth 10 points.
I got it.
And then they play a final bonus question worth 200 points, which gives either couple a chance to win no matter what the score is.
So I wrote down their answers, right, and handed them to them, right? Didn't I do that? And then they have to hold up the sign?
That is what you did.
So I need a stack of paper.
Yeah.
All right.
Get Mike some index cards. Get him a...
And crayons.
A Sharpie.
Yes.
So we'll start with the guys first. And then I don't trust the women. I also don't trust the guys sitting in the green room by themselves. They should be put in the production room.
Yeah, that's how they were isolated last time, I think.
With some bad, get some of our bad disco CDs,
okay,
and just let those play in there.
Very
okay?
good.
And incidentally, that's the same production room that tomorrow you're going to be hearing the 10 guys going on their dates with.
Yeah, we're
going to
transform the production room into a lovely French bistro.
Nice. Tomorrow it's Senior Bachelorette with Anna. And just in case you're interested, call the business line. So I think we got one guy that's dropped out.
Ooh.
So we're down to 9 guys. We got room for one extra guy.
Got to be between 21 and 25.
But now, listen, let's get on with the backwards newlywed game. Start by giving you the chance to win $1,000 with that pesky secret sound. We've had some really good guesses, and maybe this time it'll be you. And I'll tell you, not only are you playing for $1,000, but we got the Simpsons 300th episode prize pack to give away courtesy of Fox.
All right.
The caller 100 right now. Our phone number is 877-365-3636, and good luck. Well, there's the first malfunction of the day. See you.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's all count, shall we?
You can't go to China. What about your job?
Job?
No, write a letter and move to another borough. Move to Staten Island. It's a lot easier to blend into a sea of people in Staten Island than China, believe me.
Yeah,
Staten Island.
What about my clothes? How do I get the rest of the clothes?
Oh, you come back for your clothes.
I'm not going back in there.
So forget about your clothes.
Well, I'm not starting up a whole new wardrobe now!
Look, freedom and no clothes is a lot better than no freedom with clothes.
she would just take a plane somewhere.
And what, hope for a crash?
It happens.
You know what the odds are on a crash? It's a million to one.
It's something. It's hope.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's it ever they say? It got to be funky. The Don's and Mike.
That's funny, Jerry Seinfeld, but that's one of those saves like you
if
can't...
you could listen to them, would you?
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, that's one of those tapes you can't play after something bad happens.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to get all those tapes out of the way right now.
Good. Just in case.
Because, you know, we're on oranges, schmoranges. Last night, I'm watching the Fox News, and they send Wilma, Will Thomas.
Hey, you know, Wilma Thomas.
Wilma Thomas out to this guy's house.
Okay.
And he's got all the supplies. Uh-huh. He's got the duct tape. He's got the tarp. He's got the bottled water. He also had, like, that one of those giant Costco things of toilet paper.
Good idea.
And he's going through the house, and, you know, I'm sure that guy wears, like, girl makeup to be on TV.
I think he does his eyebrows.
He's going through the house, and he's showing how you duct tape over the window, and he says, and in a real pinch, what you want to do is get some, well, I have here a bag of kitty litter, and I'm going to put this in the window. It was like in a basement window. Put this in the window, and then I have a bag of rice, and you put a bag of rice in the window, and then on top of that, you put another bag of kitty litter, and then you put the tarp over that, and you duct tape it, and he's doing all of this.
What's it like, a filter? Is that what the kitty litter
just
becomes?
To keep out bad stuff.
Yeah.
But here was the funny part. At one point, he looked at the air filter in the ceiling, you know, the vent, and he starts putting the tarp and the tape, and the guy whose basement they're in says to him on live TV, but if you do that, how am I going to breathe?
And the question everybody's asking.
Yeah. And then the reporter, Wilma Thomas, he is so flustered, he says, well, now, yes, that does limit the amount of oxygen,
right.
And that does limit the amount of time that you'll be able to be in your safe room. But we are here. Back to you, Tracy.
Totally clueless. Like,
yeah, no idea. It was,
and they're trying to. And this is when the local news pretends to be experts.
Right.
We'll show you everything you need to know, and they don't know dick.
No.
And the other thing, I don't know how that's done around the country. We always get reports on what stations do for sweeps.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the fact that there's been bad weather has helped them hype the ratings for the sweeps, and the fact that there's this, you know, the possibility of war. And
the orange juice you drink could kill you.
And code orange.
Right.
But Channel 5 here gets the award. And I'm sad that I forgot to mention it last week. They said all week, what danger in your fire, in your home, could cause your house to burn and go up in flames. Tonight at 10, we'll show you. And they had a guy out of the house,
right,
that they set on fire.
That's right. There you go.
They
pulling out all the stops.
They set a friggin' house on fire during the news.
It's Fox.
And second prize also goes to Fox for, could a $40 car part have saved this woman's ability to walk?
Oh, God.
Wow.
But
they search for this stuff, yeah.
But no, right, yeah, and that's like typical. But they set a house on fire.
That's sweet.
Were there people in it?
No.
Hey, it's Fox.
They're talking about the dangers. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to like watch for carbon monoxide
and building materials.
Right, you got the right insulation, or your house could become a raging inferno. Now we're going to light this house on fire.
They did.
And the guy, it's like they got the trail of gasoline,
right,
like in Fast and the Furious. The guy flicks the match. You see the flame, and all of a sudden,
it just goes up.
The house goes up in flames.
Like a matchstick.
And they go, and that could happen to you. Back to you, Tracy. And like a microphone, go, wait, hold on. They're telling you how to safeguard your house.
Right. Join us tomorrow when we make you more nervous.
And then they set the goddamn house on fire. They set a house on fire themselves.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Right.
On purpose.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, am I the 100th caller?
Yes, you are. And hi, what is your name?
Raven.
Raven, where are you from?
Comic Island.
All right, why are you shaking your head, Rob? Why did Raven do it for you? You didn't like the name?
What's the problem, Rob?
Rob has a problem with Raven. Sometimes I call him on it when he...
We'll see. Is it a stripper's name?
No.
It is.
It could be. But is Raven your given name?
Yes.
All right, Raven.
How does one spell Raven? With
R-A-V-E-N.
A Y? Yeah.
R-A-V-I-N apostrophe.
Like the football team, Rob.
Like I'm raving about you.
Like the Raven.
Well, we'll see.
Do you have jet black hair?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Listen, Robbie, back off.
All right.
She's okay, I think. Just because her name is Raven, don't shake that big head at me.
Nevermore.
Raven, listen to this now. You won the Simpsons grand prize for the 300th episode. You have won the limited edition Simpsons 300th episode skateboard, 24 dozen donuts.
Wow.
Do the math on that, Rob. How many?
288.
You've won 288 donuts, which will be delivered to your door this Saturday. Plus, you've won 12 Simpsons 300th episode commemorative coffee mugs.
They're going to deliver all the donuts at one time?
Yep. With coffee. They're going to be frozen.
Oh.
They're going to be frozen. You get 288 frozen donuts,
tasty.
12 coffee mugs, and a skateboard. Watch the 300th episode of The Simpsons.
I was saying just the other day, donuts taste better when they're frozen.
Sunday night at 8, 7 Central on your local Fox affiliate. Now, you're going to play for $1,000 when we play the secret sound, a common everyday sound. Identify it, win $1,000. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Salt and pepper.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller. Name this sound.
I can't say, but it sounds to me like a coin going in. Maybe someone paying admission to see Michael Mara and the Crap Blues Band at Brady's in Manassas, Virginia, Saturday night. That's all I know.
It's my thing, and I'll swing it the way I feel, with a little seduction and some sex appeal.
They're trying to work your plug in, but I normally don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm thinking, like, you know when you get on a subway or something, and you got to put the token in?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you go in that little thing, that little windy round.
Yeah, you caught me by surprise with that there. I was completely thrown off on that.
Because, see, I thought you wanted to get your plug in a different spot.
Absolutely. Well, the more unique it is, the better. What was that plug you were giving again?
I'll give it a guess.
Okay.
Listen, have you got a guess?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? And what is the guess?
Is it ice cubes being dropped in a glass?
Ooh. Ooh. Well, that tells me what it is.
There it is.
Oh, we're sorry.
You know, Rob, for being someone who I've played poker with lots and lots, you're awful at this poker face when I want to goof on it.
And I want to apologize because Raven was a great contestant.
Oh, it was you.
He was.
I mean, he had a good guess.
It was a good guess.
It was,
I'm sorry,
Raven.
She didn't win, and I'm sorry I misjudged you, Raven.
Thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Hold on, Raven, and don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
Oh, we're sorry
for you.
Good guess, and I thought that we might be able to fake people out, but Rob does, I think, ooh. Yeah, right.
Ooh.
Okay, it's time for the backwards doodlywed game, where we have couples that are separated and divorcing. Now, keep in mind, in this round, each question, there are 10 questions, will be worth 5 points each, and the guys will be answering. Mike will be jotting down the answers. We have the girls in a production room where they're listening to, I think, the best of Donna Summer. God knows they're not listening to this. I need both you guys to step up real close to the microphone. And Mark, let me see, who's been together the longest? I think Jerry, you were 14 years with Amy.
14 years together.
Wow. And Mark, how long were you and Alicia together?
6 years, 4 of them married.
All right, then Jerry's going to go first. Each of you will answer the same question.
Okay.
We have 10 questions. Jerry, which member of your ex-wife's family would you most like to bang?
Oh, without a doubt, her sister Cindy.
Cindy. Cindy. Same question for you, Mark. Which member of your ex-wife's family would you most like to bang?
She has so many people in her family that are so gorgeous to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with her sister as well. Her name's Kim.
Kim. All right, that was an easy one. This will probably be an easy one for you guys, too. If it were legal, which member of your ex-wife's family would you most like to murder?
Jerry.
And please note that we've changed. When we played this game last year, it was kill.
Yes.
We decided murder sounds better.
Was colorful. That based on the guilty verdict today for that lady that ran over her husband about 20 times?
No, it was just a lucky break. Just a lucky break.
All right.
If it were legal, Mark, which member of your ex-wife's family would you most like to murder?
It would have to be your mother, Linda. nuts. I mean, that's all I got
to
say.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know, you can tell us why or you can choose not to. I
can't imagine why that marriage has gone south.
No.
Mark, if it were legal, which member of Alicia's family would you most like to murder?
Jerry. This is Jerry.
Jerry. I'm sorry. Yeah. Jerry. And now
who answered that? I'm getting
Jerry.
Jerry answered.
Right. Jerry's going
mother
first.
Mother-in-law, Linda.
Jerry's going first. Right. And
sorry, Mark
goes second.
All right, we got to get our act together here. I'm
no,
just
Mike.
Trying to keep track of you because it's like a Mark.
I said the order's going to be Jerry first because they've been married the longest, and right. Mark second.
Yeah, again, you just got, well, it's because they answered in one. You said Mark and then Jerry. But now Jerry had the Linda answer with the mother, right?
That is correct.
All right,
okay,
good.
So Mark, which member of Alicia's family would you most like to murder if it were legal?
Well, if it were legal and possibly even though it's not legal?
Yes.
Her cousin Jason.
Now, I've got to ask why.
Yeah.
Jason's not a nice guy.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Sorry.
Oh!
Normally, I would share.
I think we all get the mother-in-law thing, but cousin is an odd answer.
Yeah. Cousin's just somebody that, you know, a lot of family gatherings.
He has some problems that somebody on your show has, and I don't want to offend anybody.
Really?
Joe Ardinger.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
He's so heavy on the farms.
Heavy on the farms.
Joe.
I say he's dumb. let's go to Jerry. Jerry, please to assign a letter grade the last time you had sex with your ex. Now, those grades would be A, B, C, D, or F. Please to assign a letter grade the last time you had sex with your ex-wife.
I don't know. It was so long ago. Average is C.
C. You next Tuesday. And Mark, please do assign a letter grade to the last time you had sex with your ex, Alicia.
If she remembers, which more than likely she doesn't remember, but it was all A for me. It's an A for me every time.
Very good.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Would she have been asleep?
Here we go.
Just curious about that.
Let's go to Jerry now. Jerry, what is Amy's most annoying trait? That's Mark laughing.
Physical, emotional, or financial?
This is you answering the question, what is your ex-wife, Amy's, most annoying trait?
Her most annoying trait, I guess, would have to be she doesn't know how to handle money.
Money.
All right.
I'm just going to put money.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Mark. What is Alicia, your ex-wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, what is her most annoying trait?
I'm going to go with a physical trait in that she's ostensibly very beautiful, but she has a complexion problem. And when she gets the pimples and the blemishes and whatnot,
yeah.
It tends to dig at them.
Yes.
And it digs them open, and they stay that way for quite a while.
So she digs her pimples.
She digs her pimples. And
would putting down picks her zits be
picks yet? Her face.
Yeah. Picks her face. All right.
She picks her face. All right, now this may be lead into that for your next question. Jerry.
Yeah.
Your wife of 14 years, Amy.
Well, what, 5 years together.
For okay, me. But you've been together 14. What is your least favorite body part on Amy?
Her ass.
Her ass. Why would that be, sir?
It's got a wide load sticker on it.
Oh, my.
Okay, and Mark, what is your least favorite body part on Alicia?
I don't seem so bad now. But I'm not going to say her face, because for all intents and purposes, she has a very pretty face. I would say...
Except for the zit pop.
Except for when she pops her zits, I would
when
say...
When she picks her face.
When she picks at her face, that's right. Not attractive. But I would say maybe her ears... There, she's got really goofy ears. I have to show them to you. That's why she wears
long
hair.
I'm going to put goofy ears.
Goofy ears.
All right, Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry, please to assign a letter grade. Again, A, B, C, D, F. Please to assign a letter grade to Amy's feminine odor.
A. I mean, there is none. I mean,
A.
It's fine.
Okay.
A.
Let me see. A Mark. Please to assign a letter grade to Alicia's feminine odor.
She would never let me experience her feminine odor unless she had made sure it was an A. So that's going to be an A also.
Ah. Okay. Let's see. Jerry, please to assign a letter grade, A, B, C, D, E, F, to Amy's ability as an oral lover.
Well, I don't think there's any such thing as a bad oral experience.
So. Oh, yes, there
oh,
is.
Oh, my Brown. God.
Listen. Braces.
Well, I don't know if you pay for it. Maybe you can get an A across the board, but braces, live with it. It's
teeth. I mean, there's a myriad of things that can go wrong.
I'd give it a B.
A B.
B.
Yeah.
Mark.
B.
Please do assign a letter grade A, B, C, D, E, F to Alicia's ability as an oral lover.
I'm going to be nice here and I'm going to be mean here. She is without a doubt an A across the board, but the reason that she is so good is because she's had so much practice, not necessarily with myself.
Oh.
Wow.
That's why this backwards newlywed game is such a great bit, because you're really getting it all out.
I'm
going to
write down an A, and then just as a side note, lots of
practice.
Practice
good.
Other
guys. Gary.
Yeah.
While you were married, what was the most insulting, derogatory name that you used to refer to Amy behind her back?
Oh, she doesn't know it, but I called her Dragon Lady.
Dragon Lady.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dragon Lady. And if you have to, use an initial. You're going to use the mother of all words. Mark, while you were married, what was the most insulting, derogatory name that you used to refer to Alicia behind her back?
Behind her back and in front of her face, she was the C word.
C, the mother. And that, as we all know, is the mother of all words.
And if I go right now, the dawn of my fairy's coming down. And, you know, I'm going to just say, because of that, hold on. I got a prize for you.
bonus prize.
The America Undercover Prize Pack, HBO, takes you into the world of forensic pathology to solve criminal cases, Autopsy 9, this Sunday on HBO.
Very good.
We're being the first guy to drop the C-bomb today.
Okay.
Jerry.
Yeah.
What is your most embarrassing moment caused by your ex-wife, Amy?
Embarrassing?
Yes. What is your most embarrassing moment caused by Amy?
Jeez, I got to pick one.
Yes, you do.
Well, as far as embarrassing goes, well, she wouldn't even know it.
Well, that's why the game's so good.
Well,
you see, for if you know and she doesn't, therein lies the fun.
Yeah. I mean, and I would assume if she was the reason it happened, that she would be aware of it if you thought about it. And that's the way the question's structured. It's like something she did to embarrass you, you know, or some she contributed to the embarrassment.
Just well, overall embarrassing moment caused by her. It could have been.
I'm gonna tell you what I think the most embarrassing thing was, but she'll never get it. It's when I was over a buddy of mine's house and he was showing me some internet porn, and she asked him if he ever J-O'd in front of the keyboard, and I just about sunk into the floor.
All right, that's embarrassing.
And, all right, ask.
I get that.
Ask friend. If he ever J-O'd
on the keyboard.
Well, at on the
his
keyboard.
On the keyboard.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to give a prize out here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, are you there?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. Where are you guys?
Hi, Kelly.
Well, actually, Kelly's too afraid to talk to you on the phone, but she wanted me to call because we heard you say, see you next Tuesday.
Bingo.
Right.
Bingo.
That's now the new way to win a prize on this show. Well, now, where is Kelly? Put her on the line.
Okay, hang on. Don one.
Wasn't yesterday?
Hi.
Yesterday it was Paula.
Hi.
Yeah, and today it was, oh, you're right, Rob, but I meant.
Yeah, either one will work, I think.
Right. No, CU starts with S.
Right, but.
But, listen, they knew what I was going for.
But CU in Toledo is you know, it's it all can be constructed
right,
the
yeah.
same way.
Anyway, right. That's the game I was playing. And, Kelly? Hey, listen, because you figured that out, you've won the Burn and Love Teddy Bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
I won a bear!
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Still, I'm so excited.
Still time to get one for Valentine's Day. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or go to VermontTeddyBear.com.
You won the Call Us Next Tuesday Bear.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thank you, Kelly.
Hold
on a second. Now getting back to the game, let's go to Mark. Mark, what is your most embarrassing moment that was caused by your ex-wife, Alicia?
Caused by her, maybe not, but embarrassing was, we were still together, somewhat blissfully together, and she had, that's which is all it ever was, somewhat blissfully. She had walked into the bathroom to use the bathroom after I'd taken a shower.
Yeah.
And her quote, I believe, was she smelled sperm. She smelled sperm, so she had caught me, not necessarily in the act, but post-act.
Right. Oh, that's normal.
She smelled sperm.
I'm just going to put that down.
Yeah, that's a good, just smelled sperm.
White pee. And then we'll explain it after that.
Or as we like calling it, white pee.
White pee.
Or number three. Mm-hmm. And here's your final question of the first round of these five-point questions. Jerry, if Amy's genitals were a piece of fruit, what piece of fruit would they be?
You mean the holiest of holy genitals? Oh.
Yeah, that's her genitals. If they were a piece of fruit, what piece of fruit would they be?
I can never associate a vegetable or fruit with what she has.
Think about it.
If it was a piece of fruit...
Yeah?
I think it would be a split-open melon.
I will put that down as a
split open melon.
Yeah, I'm going to hell and I know it here.
Don, and just as a request, for the next time we play the game, if you can change that question, make it a what fast food item. Okay, for next time.
Yeah. Oh, that's easy. I would have had an answer then, easy.
What is that answer?
Oh, no, just a Big Mac opened up. You know, just,
fish taco. All right, let's make that change.
What, you want me to change that right now?
Yeah, let's go to fast food.
Okay.
Yeah. If your ex-wife's genitals were a fast food item...
Right. Good, I had no answer.
We're going to go back to Jerry.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, Big Mac split open.
We'll accept Big Mac.
Okay,
Big Mac.
And you know what, Mark? If you had an answer, I'll say fast food or fruit.
I'll just say taco.
Okay.
Which is it's the universal standard, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Well, that's a bit disqualified.
That's the end of the first round. Mike, let's bring us up to speed on the answers here for Jerry and Mark. First question was, which member of your ex-wife's family would you most like to bang? Jerry said...
Mark said Kim.
Oh, no, Jerry first, please.
Okay. Jerry said Cindy.
And then Mark
said Kim.
Okay. Jerry first, then Mark. If it were legal, which member of Jerry's ex-wife's family would he most like to murder?
Jerry said he'd murder the mother, Linda.
And Mark said...
Mark said that he would murder the cousin, Jason.
Please do assign a letter grade the last time you had sex with your ex. Jerry said...
Jerry gave it a C.
And Mark said...
Mark gave it an A.
Jerry said that this was his ex-wife's most annoying trait.
Picks her face.
No, that was
Mark.
Okay. Yeah, Mark said picks her face. Jerry said money. Handles money.
Please do assign a letter grade to your ex-wife's feminine odor. Jerry answered...
All right. Jerry said A.
And Mark said...
And Mark said... You give it an A also. Very confusing.
Please do assign a letter grade to your ex-wife's ability as an oral lover. Jerry said...
Jerry, you gave it a B, right?
It's a trick question, man. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Trick question. And I remember Jerry's answer. I mean, Mark's answer.
Mark gave it an A with lots of practice with others.
Just ask anyone in Hagerstown.
Oh, man. While you were married, what was the most insulting, derogatory name you used to refer to her behind her back? Jerry said,
Dragon Lady.
And I remember Mark.
And Mark said, C-word.
C-bomb.
My prize winning C-bomb.
I believe he got a prize for that also. Mm-hmm.
What is the most embarrassing moment caused by your ex-wife? Jerry said...
Jerry indicated that the most embarrassing moment, and I've got these little out of... Asked a friend if he ever J-O'd on his keyboard.
And Mark said...
Mark said his wife came into the bathroom after he took a shower and said she smelled sperm.
And finally, if your wife's ex-wife's genitals were a fast food item, what would they be? And Jerry said...
Big Mac, and we don't need to include the split wide open.
And Mark said...
Mark said, of course, the taco.
Taco.
I call it the way I see it.
All right, then, here's the deal.
Now, do we have a body part question in there somewhere also?
Those were the 10...
Did we miss the body?
Yeah. Yeah. What did I miss?
We missed the body part.
Yeah, what was the worst body part?
You're right. I forgot. What is your least favorite body part on your ex-wife?
What question?
Number five.
And Jerry said ass.
And Mark said?
Goofy ears.
All right, thank you. See, that's how we keep everything in order. I lost my place on there.
Mm-hmm.
You caught us up. So now, guys, here's the deal. You're going to be brought to a different room in the radio station where you can't hear anything. When your wives join us in the next segment, there's no cheating here, okay? You can't give them a hint as to the answers. I will tell you, for every answer that your wife gets correctly, you get 5 points. Playing for $1,000 with a diamond pendant. Now get out of here, guys. Robbie, if you would escort them, please, to a safe sanctuary where they are nice and far away from the girls.
Right.
When we come back, we bring the women in.
They should actually stay in here for the reveal.
Oh, I know. I just don't want them in here during the commercials.
Understood.
Yeah, then we come back from commercials. They're all in here, and then we split them up again. We got even better questions for the women to answer about the men.
Fantastic.
And, you know, it's worked out pretty good. These are two couples with lots of issues, man.
Oh, there's some serious fireworks, especially when we get into some of those questions.
Lots of issues. I smell sperm.
How was your shower, honey?
Like a Big Mac, split wide open. Wow. Okay, that's a break. We're going to come back and bring the girls in.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Outrageous.
We just went to your funeral and it really cheered us up.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
God damn it, honey. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's bring all the couples back in. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Even
Show.
Better than a nice hot bowl of nasal spit. The Don and Mike Show.
Rob, why is this thing continuing to just give me all the bumpers?
Yeah, it's because the equipment sucks.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's Kelly the Bear Winner. Lisa wanted. We're in an ambulance, and Lisa wanted us to turn the siren on for you.
Oh,
fantastic!
We always love hearing a siren. Sure, go ahead.
Here, hold on.
Okay. All right.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Good job.
Now the girls are here. Hi, girls. Hi there, Amy. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
We need the guys to be brought in as well, and they will stand behind you and talk to the microphone.
And here come the guys.
Hi, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Shouldn't it technically be call us next Tuesday?
Oh. Listen, it's like see you in Toledo. Technically, it would be an S starting that.
And as I mentioned earlier, it can be constructed any way you see
right.
fit. It's just the thought.
You know, technically, you're a douchebag.
Well, F you, too.
No, really, F you. And everybody agree? Will you all say F you to this guy?
F you!
Hey, can I be the first to get the Philly dance, perhaps?
No. Christ. Go away.
Enough with him. It's back to the backwards newlywed game.
Yay.
Let me turn on microphone number five and make sure that... both Jerry and Mark can chime in. Guys, would you talk into that mic?
Yes, sir.
And Jerry?
I'll do.
Okay, now when your wife answers, your soon-to-be ex-wives answer the questions, feel free to chime in if you wish. And the girls will ask you to speak directly into the microphones. And keep in mind that each round here is worth 5 points as you're building towards $1,000 courtesy of Veramax. We'll start with Amy. Amy? Which member of your family would Jerry most like to bang?
That's easy. My sister Cynthia.
Sister Cynthia.
Mike?
All right. This is Jerry's lady right here. And Jerry said Cindy.
Cindy, that's
a match.
That'll be a match. And Buzz, you keep score. That's
all right.
5 points.
You got it.
That's 5 points. Now, same question for you, okay. Alicia. Which member of your family would he most like to bang?
I'd have to say my sister also, Kim.
And he said, Kim!
Okay, wow, okay, so that's two for two.
We married the wrong ones, huh?
That's two for two.
Well, it's bad when they tell you. Yes.
Did they tell you?
Oh, yeah.
He's been wanting to do it for years.
Wow. Do you think he ever did?
No.
She wouldn't have.
Here's the next question. Amy, if it were legal, which member of your family would Jerry most like to murder? If it were legal.
That would have to be my mother.
Mike?
Jerry said, Linda, your mother! There you go! Hey, so far so good, Tim.
Alicia, if it were legal, which member of your family would Mark most like to murder?
I'd have to say my cousin Jason.
And that is another fantastic winner! Wow. The cousin Jason!
I have to ask, the mother thing we understand. Alicia, why do you think your husband would want to kill Jason?
Because he's a dopehead.
Joke.
Allegedly. And that is accurate also.
Joke. We heard he's into farms.
Yes.
You know, pharmaceuticals.
Dopehead. I like that.
I thought you meant farming.
No. Pharmaceuticals. So now, right now, Buzz, the score is tied,
both
right?
Couples tied at 10.
Okay. Amy. Please assign a letter grade to the last time you had sex with your ex. That would be A, B, C, D, or F.
F.
Oh, Jerry said C.
Ow, Jerry.
Jerry said C.
Jerry?
Looks like you can find your own way home tonight.
It's my car.
All right, now, Kim.
Boss.
No.
Easy.
Oh, dear.
What was not good about it? Amy?
You
can tell us what wasn't good.
Go ahead.
He said go ahead.
It's only one-sided.
Okay.
Understood. Well, hey, listen. Join the club.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, Jerry.
Thanks, Don.
Let's go to Alicia. Alicia, please do assign a letter grade to the last time that you had sex with your ex.
Okay, is it a letter for me? I'd say A.
And Mark said A.
I'm surprised you remember.
Very good.
She was so wasted.
Really?
Shut up.
What was she wasted on?
Farms.
It was rum and probably two or three other things, whatever she found in the fridge. Children's cough syrup.
Oh, God.
Wow. Children's cough syrup. Wowsy woo woo.
Oh, I love this game. Amy, your ex is Jerry. What is Jerry's most annoying trait?
I'm sorry,
I got it wrong. You're right. What is your most annoying trait? What is your most annoying trait, Amy?
She's taking her time. Her mouth is agape.
I will tell you that Jerry had this instantly.
What he finds most annoying about me?
What is your most annoying trait? Yeah, what he considers to be your most annoying trait. He had it right away. I mean,
the only thing I can think of is I change my hair color a lot. I don't know.
Mike? I'm sorry. Jerry said the way you handle money.
Is that even close?
I don't think that's an annoying trait when it's my money.
There's some delightful hostility between Jerry and Amy.
Alicia, what did Mark say is your most annoying habit?
I pick my face.
Man, they jump ahead. He said, pick your face.
Pick your zits.
Wow, that catapults them into the lead.
A commanding lead for Mark and Alicia. They have 20 points to Jerry and Amy's 10.
Oh, dear. All right.
Did I not say that she has a beautiful face otherwise?
Yeah, and your skin looks silky smooth to me. When was the last time you popped something? Pick something.
Today. Just covered up with makeup.
Amy, what is Jerry's least favorite body part of yours?
My butt.
And Jerry said, your ass! Way to go, Amy.
That's a winner. Alicia, what did Mark say is his least favorite body part of yours?
My ears. My
boy, they're doing a good job.
Goofy ears. Can we see them? You've got them covered with hair. Can we see them?
Let's see what's the matter with it.
What's
looks like she was huge.
She should be in a tree making cookies.
Oh, now, wow. Come on. I think that's a little overstated.
Wow.
That is so wrong.
We're halfway through this round. Buzz, what's the score?
Mark and Alicia still lead with 25 points to Jerry and Amy's 15.
Okay, Amy?
When you said the tree thing, is that like Spock ears? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's like Keebler Elf ears.
All right, well, same thing.
Amy, we asked your husband, please to assign a letter grade to your feminine odor. A, B, C, D, F. Was Jerry graded your feminine odor?
We'll say a B. I don't know.
You underestimated your husband. Jerry gave you an A.
Wow.
Not anymore.
How would you know what it...
I knew.
Oh, dear.
Alicia?
Kids. I'm hoping it's an A.
Well, your hope has turned into another big winner.
Wow.
Yeah, there's an A. All right.
So it's an A there, and now they've really jumped ahead, right, Buzz?
A perfect score for Mark and Alicia. They have 30 points to Jerry and Amy's 15.
Okay, Amy. And keep in mind, in the next round, the questions are worth 10 points.
Right. Right.
So even if you're behind, you can catch up.
Right.
Amy, please to assign a letter grade to your ability as an oral lover.
I think I'd better go with A.
Mike?
Jerry gave you a B. Jerry gave you a B, Amy.
Ouch.
All you need is a J after that, and you're in good shape. Alicia?
I'm very confident that it's an A.
Now,
it better be.
I'll tell you that's true, but...
you matched it with an A, and we have the note here because you've had lots of practice with other men.
Are we allowed to hit?
No hitting, please.
Yeah, he gave you an A, but said, because you practice with so many other guys.
Oh, thanks.
How many you think, Mark? How many other guys you think?
Oh, my goodness. In lifetime or just since we've been married?
Why don't we shoot for lifetime?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait. How about since you've been married?
How about both?
Well, yeah, let's get for
both.
Total.
How about an average?
How about lifetime?
How about maybe, I'm going to say maybe 25 in a lifetime.
In a lifetime, and how many during the marriage?
Maybe three.
Three.
Maybe three that Mark knows of.
Really?
You're speaking of yourself in third person.
Yeah. That was for you.
Mark's not happy.
Amy, while you were married, what was the most insulting, derogatory name that Jerry used to refer to you behind your back?
These are hard.
Yes, they are. But don't worry, you'll get your chance in the next round.
I don't know these answers.
I'd say these came to the guys instantly.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, when you were married, what was the most insulting, derogatory name that Jerry used to refer to you behind your back? Like when he was with his friends, talking about you, calling you names.
Oh, he uses it online. Devil woman? Oh, no. Wait.
Hold on.
Dragon lady.
You got it!
Wow.
Dragon lady, way to go.
You see the dragon lady's coming. I gotta go.
Probably use devil woman, too, huh?
No, devil woman.
Alicia. Devil woman is evil on her mind.
Same question. When you were married, what was the most insulting, derogatory name that Mark used to call you behind your back?
The C word, and it wasn't behind my back.
No hesitation in the C word right there. They still have a perfect score. They do. They haven't missed one yet. 40 points.
Wow.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Now we're going to get to the last two questions of this round. Amy, what was the most embarrassing moment caused by you? In Jerry's mind, was the most embarrassing moment in your history together caused by you? Now keep in mind, the guys had these answers. There was no heavy...
I have my answers on top of my tongue, too.
There was no heavy seance going on. These guys just said boom, boom, boom.
Most embarrassing moment caused by me.
Mm. Yeah.
He never has forgiven me for sending him to the ER. I don't know if...
Why did you send him to the ER?
he had blood in his urine, and he had a kidney stone. and I wouldn't drive him. He had to go by himself.
No, unfortunately, Jerry said you one time asked his friend if he ever J-O'd on his keyboard.
The hospital thing was the meanest thing you've ever done.
I don't recall that at all.
I tell you, it's true.
What friend?
Michael.
He said that you
were talking about internet porn, and you were over there, and they were talking about internet porn, and you said, "Have you ever J-O'd on your keyboard?"
Did you? Oh, I was hot that day.
I don't remember that.
Oh, wow. Don't remember that.
What was his answer, by the way?
Blocked it out.
I don't think there was a response from my friend.
Okay.
And you had to drive yourself to the hospital when you had blood in your urine?
It turned out I was passing a kidney stone, and she was too tired. Go drive yourself. And and the doctor said it was the closest time any guy would ever know what it's like to have a baby.
I've passed them, and I know it.
And they gave me a shot of Demerol, and it didn't need to stop and ask for direction.
Okay. Alicia. What is the most embarrassing moment caused by you in Mark's mind?
I'd have to say when he caught me with another guy.
Oh.
Ouch. Ooh. Ouch.
I had blocked that out of my memory.
Mark said it was one time when he had been taking a shower. You went into the bathroom afterwards and said you smelled sperm.
That's good.
Sperm smeller.
Better be a sperm smeller than a cheater.
Oh, geez.
Cheater. But I don't think anybody can dispute the fact that she easily recognized that odor.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay, and finally, here's the last question in this round. Then, girls, we'll turn it around next time and you answer the questions. For 5 points, last question. Amy, if your genitals were a fast food item, what would they be? If your genitals were a fast food item.
If I was a man?
No, your genitals right now.
You remember them, don't you?
We asked Jerry to compare them to a fast food item.
Did he come up with this one quickly, too?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he made us change the question. His answer was so good. Rob and I had originally had piece of fruit, and they're having problems with it, and then Mike said fast food, and then your husband said his answer, so we changed the question.
Bam, right out of his mouth as soon as we changed it to fast food.
Because Mike said,
this is why we're getting divorced, obviously. We don't know each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a pretty good idea based on what your husband said.
Fast food. Okay, think. Oh, my God.
I love these questions. No. Man. I do.
Apple pie. Who knows?
Apple pie is incorrect. So Jerry said Big Mac.
And there was more.
Yes. That's wide open.
You know what? That's only because I had one on our way up here today.
He said it was a Big Mac split wide open.
Hey, look at it this way. He might just like that thing.
Just for fun.
Rob, we don't have time for the fruit. We'll do that. Now, Rob wanted to ask the fruit one anyway.
He had an answer.
Oh, yeah, he did have an answer for fruit.
Yeah, but I don't want to get another one wrong.
No, this won't count again. Off the record. Well, just tell her your answer.
I said it reminded me of a split-open melon.
Another split-open thing.
Wide open.
And that was open. Now we go to Alicia.
And we got our first look to kill right there with Amy.
Alicia only answered the fast food part of it. Alicia, if your genitals were a fast food item, what would they be?
I'd say a burger and fries because that's just good. I mean, I don't know.
Over 1 million served.
That is good. God. Mark said a taco. A taco.
Oh, my God.
You guys are terrific.
That's the end of the first round of the Backwards Newlywed Game. Now, Buzz, what is the score?
Mark and Alicia no longer have a perfect score, but a big lead with 40 points in the first round to Jerry and Amy's 20 points.
Okay, now in the next round, the girls answer the questions. The guys are isolated. They're worth 10 points each. And then at the very end, we'll give you a bonus question worth 200 points. So even if you're way out of it, you get the last one right, you can win. These couples obviously are not happily married. These are couples that are separating and divorcing.
We had a really good time with the couples last time we played this game, but there's just a little more edginess with this group. We've got a great group today. Yeah. We really do.
Oh, the claws are coming out tonight.
Now we need each of you to leave the studio again. Girls, go where you need to go. If you need a smoking break, Lisa will take you outside for one. Guys, you'll be escorted, I guess, down to the garage if you need a smoking break or anything. But all of you, get out of here. And when we come back, The men will be isolated listening to the bad disco music, and the women will answer the questions.
Buzz, why don't we go out and see if Alicia would like a tour of the radio
station? That's a great idea.
It's so much better than the regular newlywed game.
Oh, it's marvelous.
Because, yeah. You see, the joke, my friends, is that they're getting divorced. They don't like each other much. And yeah, that means break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Does anybody have any others before we move on? Mr. Moxon. Here to share with us?
A male erection? Mm-hmm. Pitching a tent. Sporting wood. Bicycles formed. Marches on.
Oh, Jonathan.
Stiffy, Mr. Mortis. Rigor Mortis is set in. Flesh Rocket. Jack's Magic Beanstalk. Tall Tommy. Mushroom on a Stick. Mr. Mushroom Head. Purple Headed Yogurt Slinger. And, Pedro.
Pedro?
Mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bin. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on, it's not get crazy in here. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, Robbie, Buzz.
Hey. Hi.
You guys, this is the funniest bit I've ever heard.
It's only the second year we've done it. You probably did. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Seattle. I was at the KQBZ.
So you probably weren't even on the station last year in Seattle when we were doing the midday show.
It's a hell of a lot of fun. We like doing it, too.
It's a killer. It's pretty good Valentine's Day bit. It has no nudity or anything, which normally we try to involve.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the thing tomorrow will have, let's face it, crazy. No nudity with the senior bachelorette.
Yeah, and it all depends on Anna.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, you guys going to talk to Satan later today?
You know, that it depends how the show goes. If not today, tomorrow, Satan will call.
Okay, if you get a chance to talk to him, I really want you to ask him about the deal he made with Marty Bass. Because I tell you the truth, guys, I watch that Wake Up with Marty and Bass and that Don every morning, and if you look close enough, you can see the shame on Don Scott's face each morning.
Okay. I'm sure Marty Bass from Eyewitness News is a member. Mm-hmm. Rob, bring the girls in, and while we're bringing the girls in, I want to remind you that the couples today are playing for $1,000 in cash.
Wow.
And a diamond pendant necklace from Mervis Diamonds. Thank Mervis Diamond Importers at 1-800-HER-LOVE. And, of course, the money, $1,000. Well, that's from Veromax.
Promotional consideration provided by Veromax. Veromax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Veromax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Right.
Back to you, Don.
Thank you, dude. Here we go with the backwards newlywed game where we have couples who are getting divorced. Separated couples, Gary and Amy, Mark and Alicia, and now the girls are in the studio answering the questions.
It's
Buzz,
the girls' turn.
Buzz, it's Gary and Amy with a commanding lead, right?
No, it's Mark and Alicia with the lead as we go into the second round. They have 40 points to Gary and Amy's 20.
All right, but you can catch up this round.
Right. Anything can happen in the backwards newlywed game, John.
Questions here worth 10 points each.
Right.
Final bonus question, which we'll have later, is worth 200 points. And we'll start with Mark and Alicia because they are in the lead. And Alicia, the question's for you. Girls, I'll ask you both to get right up on top of those microphones so we can hear you well. Alicia, which member of Mark's family do you most suspect of being gay?
I'd say Ryan.
Ryan? May I ask, is he a cousin, a brother?
He's a cousin.
A cousin?
Yeah.
Same to you now, Amy. Which member of Jerry, your soon-to-be ex-husband's family, do you most suspect of being gay?
I'm going to say his Uncle Dave.
Uncle Dave.
Uncle Dave.
Won't Uncle Dave be thrilled?
Uncle Dave. Alicia, what is Mark's most disgusting habit?
He picks his feet. He picks the skin off his feet.
Really? Hard to believe your kids are breaking up.
Yeah.
Because you're a face picker and he's a foot picker.
Yeah. Yeah. Picking and grinning.
He picks the skin off his feet.
It's disgusting.
Does he ever eat the skin?
No.
Does he just flick it?
I have no idea what he does with it.
Have you ever been aware of, like, dead skin particles in any part of the home?
No.
No.
Let me see. Amy, what is Jerry's most disgusting habit? Don't just smile.
She is just thrilled to be answering this question. I know.
It's
funny because I had mentioned this morning, as it happens routinely, when he brushes his teeth, like he'll spit in the sink, and he leaves the hocker right there. He can't even wash it down the sink.
All right, I'm going to put leaves loogie in the sink. Would that be accurate?
That is very accurate.
Okay. So, girls, you're feeling better now that you're in here? You're being able to... You're getting to answer the questions first. Alicia, Mark, your soon-to-be ex-husband. What about Mark? Do you find the most sexually dissatisfying?
He's a talker.
Dirty talker?
No. Just an annoying talker.
During sex?
Yes.
He talks during sex.
Not that it matters. We'll give it to you if he says talker, but like, what does he talk about? Or what did he talk about?
Stupid. He just gets stupid and like giggly and just talks about stupid stuff.
Like what? Give me an example of a
topic.
You mean while there's actual...
Not related to the intercourse?
While there's actual...
You know, I want to try and stuff like that. It's just so stupid and a major turn off.
Hmm. So it is sex talk.
Yeah, but annoying sex talk, I guess.
But I just want to, you know, I mean, we'll give you talking if he says talking, but there's a difference between sex talking and like if he's banging, he, all of a sudden he says, hey, honey, don't forget you got to change the oil in the car.
No, within
the,
like that.
Within
nothing
the parameters
like
of the show, you know, without going into like great detail, could you like tell us, like you say, he'll ask for certain things and it's really annoying.
I'll give you an example. Ask me for permission to touch a part of my body or ask, you know, do you want to be on top or something like that? Mm-hmm. That's
bad.
When you wish, he'd just go ahead and do that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I understand, Alicia.
Alicia, I'm sorry, Amy. Amy, what about Jerry do you find the most sexually dissatisfying?
He doesn't like the French kiss.
Okay. Gotcha. Alicia, this question that your ex-husband had. If it were legal, which member of Mark's family would you most like to murder?
His Aunt Linda.
Oh, I know her. Aunt Linda.
Now, any reason?
She is, like, preachy and acts like she is above all. And,
okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I can feel the hatred.
There's real hostility in both these couples, and it's fun.
You have no idea.
Amy, if it were legal, which member?
Lori Beth.
Lori
Beth. Lori Beth, I hate you.
Why? I mean, besides
she's
the
obvious. Like the Martha Stewart wannabe.
Besides the obvious name, you know, Lori Beth, the two names.
Mm-hmm.
Does Lori Beth talk during sex?
I'm
just curious.
Let's see, Alicia. Please do assign a letter grade, A, B, C, D, F, to your...
You sound like Hob Singh asking that question.
Please to assign a letter grade.
I love reading the questions. Please to assign. Please, your ex-husband's skills, Mark's, as an oral lover, when he performs on you?
He's very good. He'd be a, like, 10.
Please.
A letter grade A. I'm sorry, A.
Please do assign a letter grade.
I'm sorry.
Same to you now, Amy.
F.
Wow.
F.
What did he do wrong?
Well, he'd have to do something first.
Oh.
So,
ouch.
Okay. He doesn't go there.
Oh, goodness. Alicia. Again, with the same system, A, B, C, D, F.
Okay.
Please do assign a letter grade to your ex-husband's, soon-to-be ex-husband's, genital odor.
A.
A.
Yes.
Amy?
A.
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 Okay.
Because I don't let him do anything until he takes a shower.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You know,
it up real good.
Uh-huh. And that's good because I believe that during the first round, that same question, you guys both got A's. So that's nice.
Yeah. 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 So somebody's lying here.
So, I don't know how he would have known that question, the answer.
I think he said that once before. Yeah.
Because you say that he doesn't go there. I mean, on you. That he doesn't.
Very seldom.
Very seldom.
But Alicia Mark is fond of your burger and fries.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
But they're great, Mike. Burger and fries are great.
They're just good.
Well, there's my apple pie.
Yeah, and your Big Mac. Alicia.
What melon? Oh, my.
When you were married, Alicia, when you were married, which of Mark's friends did you most want to bang?
Oh, that is so easy. Matt.
Man.
And I think we, because of the circumstances, we need to ask a follow-up question. And did you act on that impulse?
No.
All right.
No.
Oh, Mike, no, don't ask any follow-ups, though. No, because let me show you.
Right.
The final question.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Same with you now, Amy. When you were married, which of Jerry's friends did you most want to bang?
That would be Michael.
Michael.
Would I be safe to say that these were the quickest answers that we've had in this round?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Alicia.
Yes.
What one event made you finally realize that the marriage was really over?
Mm.
What one event made you finally realize your marriage was really over?
Oh, my goodness. I guess the last time that I left him for someone... You know, it's like the...
Yeah,
that would do it.
Yeah.
You know, okay, and just for snicks, how many times did you leave him for other guys?
Two.
Yeah.
Only two? Yeah, only two.
Only two. So it was on the third guy. That was it.
So the last time she left for another guy.
Amy, what one event made you finally realize that your marriage to Jerry was really over?
Well, there was a lot of things leading up to it. I can't say it was just one in particular thing, but I guess the very last straw was I came home from work one morning and just the house was a mess and he's just a slob. And I said,
Picky.
Oh, no. Right. You only have to walk by the trash can to put the empty beer can on the counter.
So
there's a problem.
The house was a disaster. Would that be your answer?
Stack that up against third time with another guy. You know, your husband, I'm sorry, Alicia, I'm making you cover your face, I'm sorry, but your husband comes out as the saint there.
Yeah, he is.
Not yours, his. I mean, and I guess yours too, I don't know.
You know, it's all relative, Don.
I guess it is, so his general sloppiness.
One woman's, messy house is another woman's adultery.
Alicia? What is your most embarrassing moment that was caused by Mark?
It was caused by Mark?
Caused by him.
Something he did to embarrass you.
Walked in on her.
Yeah, I'd have to go with that. Walking in on me with another guy, that was humiliating.
For you?
For me, yeah.
Walked in on... You.
Right.
He was a whore.
Yes.
Amy, what is your most embarrassing moment caused by your soon-to-be ex-husband, Jerry? What was it?
I don't think I have one. I don't think
you gotta. You got to come up with something. I mean, listen to her.
Some things that Jerry's done that just makes
sense. Wait. Would he leave the top off the bottle of mayonnaise or something?
And he does that constantly.
Maybe there was little...
He says mayonnaise doesn't have to be refrigerated.
Hey, that's healthy.
Yeah, I'm a nurse. I know better.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, come on. He had to do something embarrassing.
Okay, repeat the question.
What is the most embarrassing... What is your most embarrassing moment caused by Jerry?
A little extra dust on the vanity?
It's a... Embarrassing moment.
He's never done anything to embarrass
you? You rolled your eyes and you went, oh, God.
He's never done anything to embarrass you? I mean, if your answer is nothing, we'll take that.
It's
a tremendous compliment.
He farts. I don't
what?
Know. He farts. We'll just say he farts. I don't know.
Farts.
He's farting. I don't have an answer.
Okay.
But you want to go with his farting?
Sure.
All right.
Now we have 11 questions in this round, so we have two more to go.
We do.
And we'll go to Alicia. What body part on Mark is in most need of plastic surgery?
I can't say his feet. I guess I'd say his gut.
His gut.
His gut.
His gut.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, what body part on Jerry is in the most need of plastic surgery?
His chin. It's like his chin and his neck are all one.
And finally, Alicia, if Mark's genitals were a piece of fruit, what piece of fruit would they be?
I'd have to say banana.
A banana. Or would you like the fast food option?
No.
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 Okay.
We'll stick with fruit?
Yeah.
And again, or vegetable. Yeah, or vegetable.
The banana describes it exactly.
Banana.
Okay. And Amy will give you the same choice. Fruit, vegetable, or fast food. Which one of those? Pick one that describes Jerry's genitals.
The whole package or just the one?
The whole, I would say genitals would mean the whole package.
Mm-hmm. The twig and the berries.
Yeah, yes. There we go. I don't know. I'm going to say Big Mac.
There's that Big Mac again.
Big Mac.
I have no idea.
All right. This is going to be an interesting round when the guys come back here. We got the husband's family being gay, suspected. We got the disgusting habits. We got the most sexually dissatisfying thing about the ex-husband, who you wanted to murder if you could. Please to rate your husband's skills as an oral lover, as a genital odor. Which one of the ex-friends did you want to bang? What one event finally made you realize the marriage was over? The most embarrassing moment? The body part that's in the most need of plastic surgery? And genitals, fruit, vegetable, or fast food item?
Had some great answers in that round.
We do now. Keep in mind these questions are worth 10 points each. So now, girls, leave the studio, and when you come back, the guys will be sitting down, and you'll be standing up back there, and we'll get their answers, and then you see, this now is where the excitement builds, because after this round, we get the scores, and then we ask them a final bonus question, which is worth 200 points.
Wow. So anything can happen in the backwards newlywed game.
As you see, they're not happily married.
Right.
And speaking of that, can I just take a moment to say that I know Mike's not going to have a happy Valentine's Day because Mike is alone. And I'm going somewhere with this, buddy.
I don't know where the hell you're going right now.
I'll tell you exactly where I'm going.
All right.
I'm going to Brady's in Manassas.
There you go. Thank you.
On Saturday night.
Right.
To see Mike's band playing. I want to tell you, the name of the band on Saturday night changes from crap. The name of the band is Give Mike Poontang. That's the name of the band.
Oh, no.
Listen, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to play the sympathy card.
Oh, boy.
Mike needs to see you.
When I was young.
I got news for you. Tomorrow night, it's going to be a repeat of Christmas. Except this time there won't be an Elvis impersonator for you to get drunk with.
This is true. I'll be just kind of low-key in it, you know, getting ready for my Saturday.
Now, those days are gone. Now, on one hand, he's off the hook. You know, the rest of us schmucks, we got to go with this made-up holiday. But
this is true.
Imagine this. Mike, you know, tomorrow night, Valentine's Day, just sitting around, scratching himself, watching some high-definition TV. And imagine how you could help Mike out. Go to see his band at Brady's in Manassas on Saturday night. And girls, while you're there, show him your poos!
Wow. My God.
That's right.
Best
your badgies. Pooter Power. Saturday night. Brady's. Help Mike. And also his band isn't bad. At Saturday night at Brady's.
The Mike, happening band.
Keep the money.
Thank you, Don. Right. I'm saying, hey, I could get a 20 out of my wallet.
Keep the money.
That was good. That's the best ever.
Let me smell your fingers.
Thank you so much.
On Tuesday.
Isn't Rob, I'm going to kill you.
Rob's the one that drops the music in.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Are we a pair?
Oh. dear me.
Stop it, will you?
My wife, welcome
that was,
to it.
That was a plug for his
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll be back to put the guys together with the girls and see what is what right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where is this coming from?
What do they teach you to scrap at school?
Do you ever think, like, why are we born?
Madame de Stael said, in life one must choose between boredom and suffering.
Go to your room.
I'm serious. Why were we born? We were born because of Adam and Eve, that's why. Now go upstairs and do your math. Algebra? That's the most boring.
Well, your choice is suffering. You want to start now?
The Don and Mike Show. They'll F you until you love them, faggots. Right. Don and Mike.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to know if Alicia's hot.
Yeah.
I want to bang her. I want to kind of parlay this into like a blind date type thing.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Philadelphia.
She's here right now. Can you hear this guy, Alicia?
Yeah.
You want to talk to this guy, Alicia?
Sure.
Go ahead, Jim.
Alicia, you want to go out on a date?
No.
Why not?
Because I have 3 children.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be your sugar daddy.
Need a red cab. The baggage keeps getting bigger and piling up. Don and Mike.
It's okay.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to thank you for putting the He-Man music behind the fake news guy for the fag comment.
Right. Gotcha. That's 2 inside. Listen, now we have had Junior G-Men from across America call with a crap detector alert, and I'll tell you why. Jerry and Amy, there was a question, and I don't want to, you know what, I'm going to have to ask the guys to leave for a second.
Here we go again.
Take the guys to a soundproof booth for just for a moment.
We got controversy brewing here?
Well, I don't know.
I probably noticed this too.
But I'm going to ask.
I think if it's something I noticed, I want to see if it backs up. There's one thing I noticed.
Amy, you answered when we asked the disgusting habit.
Right.
You said the loogie, and you mentioned he did it this morning when he brushed his teeth.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
You're supposed to be separated, of course, and the question would be, how did that happen if you guys are separated?
We are separated, but we have to share the same house. He's buying a piece of property, and we have a child. I work night shift, and he works day shift.
Do you live in separate bedrooms?
Yes.
Okay. Question answered. Bring the guys back in.
That's
only been separated for like 2 months, so. Yeah.
And if there's a kid involved, I'm down with that.
Right. I think that's pretty common.
It's good for the kid.
Well, the guy, in situations like that, really, if you get any advice, you're not supposed to leave.
Yeah. But a good question still.
All right. Here we go.
It's called abandonment.
Here we go. Second round. Questions worth 10 points each, guys. Buzz, our score is...
Jerry and Amy still trail with 20 points to Mark and Alicia's 40.
So, Mark, we go to your side first for this round. Mark, which member of Alicia's family... I'm sorry, which member of your family did Alicia most suspect of being gay?
Well, she said this before. I have a cousin named Ryan that she never has any girlfriends, and he always...
And she said, Ryan. That is a match.
Yeah. Ryan, so there's he's a positive guy, Ryan.
Sorry, Ryan, buddy.
Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, we asked Amy what member of your family did she most suspect of being gay.
Well, actually, it's a no-brainer. I have an Uncle Dave who is gay.
There it is, Uncle Dave.
Did you know that?
Gay Uncle Dave.
Gay Uncle Dave.
Nice guy.
G-U-D. Here we go, Mark. That's 10 points each, Buzz.
Right.
Mark, what is your most disgusting habit?
Alicia picks her face, and I pick my heels and my feet.
Alicia said you picked your feet. There it is.
Now, we were not able to get confirmation. Just let me ask you.
Huh?
Do you flick? Do you let it drop? Or do you eat the skin?
Yes.
All 3. Let's go to Jerry. We asked Amy, what's your most disgusting habit?
Empty beer cans.
Sorry, Amy said you leave a loogie in the sink in the morning.
Like when you brush your teeth?
Deny it.
You don't wash it down the drain.
That's why all the junior I Spy guys called the show, because they said when you answered that, well, they must be living together. They're not really separated.
You did it this morning, and of course you're living in the same house now until things work out.
You got a kid. We understand that
happens.
Mark?
Yes.
Oh, Buzz, anybody score there?
Mark and Alicia have racked up 20 points in this round so far, and Jerry and Amy, another 10 points.
Not so easy, is it, Jerry?
Bite me.
Better than being sperm in the sink, huh?
Let me just tell all four of the combatants that the final question is worth 200 points.
And I thought that was the shower, Mark. I thought that was the shower where the... it was. Please tell me it wasn't the sink, was it? Was it the sink? And is that why she smelled the...
Oh, yeah, Mike.
You
wait.
I don't do it where I shower. That's disgusting.
You do it where you brush your teeth?
You're getting your jerk on your sink? Now, are you on the sink, or are you, standing in front of it?
Better than the keypad.
Just by the... Actually, I think in that circumstance, I was going for the commode, but I got way too into it.
Wow.
God. Okay. Wow.
And let me just say, I don't want that guy to call. Because whenever we get on this topic, we got that guy that calls and says, mine go 15 feet.
Right.
I don't want that guy calling.
Just say once in every week, Drano in every drain.
We need a change of pace here. So let's go to Mark. Mark, what about you? Does Alicia find the most sexually dissatisfying?
Dissatisfying?
Yes.
Sexually?
Yes.
She says I need to lose the weight to where I was when we first met, but also she hates it when I try to talk dirty to her.
You gotta pick one.
She hates it when I talk dirty.
That's a match. Talks during sex. Absolutely.
Yeah. She talks too when she says shut up.
Oh, shut up.
Don't get it. Most girls go for that.
Yeah. But I've also, I think we maybe had a sex expert on that said there are women that like guys, instead of to talk or ask to do something, to just go ahead and do it.
The intuitive.
Right?
Well, she was more like, she was picturing Matthew McConaughey and heard my voice coming out of my mouth, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's annoying.
We hate Matthew McConaughey.
Hello, join the club.
Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, same question. What about you? Did your wife find the most sexually dissatisfying?
I don't favor her first.
I'm sorry, Jerry. We can't say that's a match. Amy said you don't like to French kiss.
I don't like to do that either.
No tongue, Jerry?
When it's warranted.
Alicia, let me get back to the whole talk thing. The other men that you were unfaithful with during your marriage, the three, were they forceful? Did they just take charge without talking first?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Okay.
So it's my fault.
Oh, no.
Mark. Mark, if it were legal, which member of your family would Alicia most like to murder?
She's too cruel to say my grandmother. So she'll say, it would probably be her first choice, but I'll say, Linda or Ryan. Aunt Linda.
It's Aunt Linda.
Yeah.
The charming Aunt Linda.
Aunt Linda, but why would you think that Grandma was really the first choice?
Because they kind of worked in tandem against her. Well, at least they had in times when we were over at the house together. They kind of gang up on her.
And how old is Grandma?
Oh, Grandma's in her 70s.
So. Alicia, was Grandma really the number one choice?
She's annoying, but no.
Okay, good for Grandma. Jerry? Jerry, if it were legal, which member of your family would Amy most like to murder?
She's always said that my dad has never liked her, so I guess it would have to be my dad.
I'm sorry, Jerry. That's not like she said, Lori Beth! Lori Beth!
I'd like to kill
Stewart.
Her, too, but that's beside the point.
Lori Beth, because she likes to be like Martha Stewart.
She's annoying and whatnot.
I don't like you, Lori Beth.
Lori Beth. Wow, I want to say that Jerry and Amy got some catching up to do here.
Yes, they do. Mark and Alicia have 80 points to Jerry and Amy's 30.
Wow.
Mark.
Yes.
We asked your wife, please to assign a letter grade, A, B, C, D, F, to your skills as an oral lover. When you perform oral on her...
This is so wrong because she will not admit it. But I am good at that. I'm one of the few guys that took the time to learn how to do that properly, and I am an A+.
Is that your answer?
An A.
Alicia did say an A.
She gave you an A, so that contradicts your theory there.
Should I get a call for a date now?
Can you give Jerry some lessons?
Jerry, now listen, no hints here, okay? Keep your
yeah, that's a little cheesy.
I'll
there,
take
Amy.
Lessons out yeah. on the next one.
Amy? Shh. Jerry, please do assign a letter grade to your skills. We asked your wife to assign the letter grade to your skills as an oral lover.
F.
And with a great deal of enthusiasm, yes, she gave you an F. And her reason for that, I believe, Amy's answer was, you just don't do it.
Right. Neither does she.
Okay.
Would you if she did?
Jerry, I'm simply the messenger.
One hand washes the other, Don.
You feel like the Big Mac?
Oh, well, yeah, I'd love to have a Big Mac.
Because it's just good.
It is good.
It's just good.
Mark?
Oh, God.
Mark, we asked Alicia, please to assign A, B, C, D, F, please to assign a letter grade to your genital odor. Talking ball, cheese, all of that.
She can't lie about this. This is 100% true. I have, if no other vice in my life, I have a problem where I have to take at least 4 or 5 showers a day. So yes. There's no odor coming from that. She's got to give me an A.
Well, that matches, but I think that leads us to another question. You have a problem?
Why am I in the shower?
Well, you have to take 4 or 5 showers a day?
At least.
Is that,
why?
I mean, is
he's obsessive.
The sink is full.
I feel dirty.
Oh, so you're obsessive compulsive that way?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Jerry, my friend, we asked Amy, who you've been together with for 14 years, please do assign a letter grade A, B, C, D, F to your genital odor.
I'd probably go middle of the road, maybe a B.
You know, Amy, I gave you your props there. She gave you an A.
Oh.
We don't do it unless you shower.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's right. She said, we don't do it unless you shower.
I'd like to shower 4 times a day, too. But
Sarge.
Mark?
Yes, sir.
While you were married, which of your friends did your ex-wife most want to bang?
I'm sure he's listening. I'll give a shout-out to my buddy Matthew, Matt Anderson.
There he is, Matt. Alicia said Matt.
Matt.
You know how I know?
He's cute.
She told me.
Well, yeah, we heard about that. Yeah. We heard about that. Jerry, while you were married, which of your friends did Amy most want to bang?
That's friends, not family, right?
Yeah, friends.
I'd have to say my best friend, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael is the answer. There it is.
Hi, absolutely. Mikey.
And Amy with a little greeting for Mike.
Hi, Mikey. Now, guys, we have an extra question here, so you got 4 more to go. Mark, what one event made you finally realize the marriage was really over?
I was working a night shift, taking care of the kids in the day, and I got a tip from her brother that she had spent the evening at a bar and had gone to a friend's house. Found out where the friend lived, walked right in the house, opened up the bedroom door, and there they were. So I walked in on her having sex with a guy who looked like Albert Brooks.
No. Wow. That's so not true.
A young Albert Brooks.
That was a tremendous amount of information. We're going to need a judge's call. Alicia said it was the last time she left you for another guy. And I don't think
so. Just say no. You simply caught her, but she did not.
That was a different guy.
She did not leave you for the Albert Brooks guy.
And based on the way that's happened a number of times in the marriage? All right.
Well, no. I've only walked in on one time, but she left me for another guy twice.
Twice.
The second time with a bartender.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you aware, because this has nothing to do with the game, does he know how many times? Yeah, you know there were 3 guys while you were married.
Yes.
Right. So the Albert Brooks guy was one of those guys, right?
Sure was. Okay.
Did he really look like Albert Brooks?
No. No.
He had a frizzy hair and a big old belly. Mm-hmm.
Jerry, what one event made you finally realize that your marriage to Amy was over?
Well, at first blush, I would have said when both my son and I were on the phone at the same time and she said huggy kissy goodnight to him and then hung up, but I'd have to say when she actually told me she wanted out.
That wasn't a match, but I will tell you that the men of America rallied behind you for this answer. She came home and the house was a mess. That's what she said.
Like we said, BFD.
We all kind of got behind you on that.
I mean, you know, here's this poor
Thank
guy.
You.
This poor guy. She's banging Albert Brooks. You know. And what do? You left some pots and pans around the house. You know. Okay. No offense, Amy. I mean, really.
It's a little deeper than that, but.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you could have answered, but that was that's what we got.
That was the last straw, Buster.
Mark.
Rudy.
Mark, what body part on you is in the most need of plastic surgery?
Well, we've answered the feet already. She wouldn't go there. I'd say probably liposuction on my belly, my beer belly.
Liposuction. Mike?
She said your gut.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yep.
Your gut.
Happy Valentine's Day.
These two are really cooking now. Jerry, you got to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
What body part on you is in the most need of plastic surgery?
I think my chin.
She matched you with chin. There's chin.
Now, you know what I did? Buzz, give us a score here because I missed a question there.
All right, Mark and Alicia lead with 120 points. In fact, that's twice as many points as Jerry and Amy's 60.
Oh, we need the bonus one.
Okay, but I missed question number 9.
Got a couple more.
So you got some more chances. Mark.
Yes.
What is the most embarrassing moment that you caused?
That I caused for her?
Yeah.
It was pretty embarrassing when I walked in and Albert Brooks was on top of her.
Bingo, that's a match. Walked in on her doing it. Albert Brooks.
Albert was on top, huh?
I just, wow, that's great. Fantastic. Boy, I'm really thrilled. I'm really sorry. I'm going to leave through the bathroom window.
Jerry?
I cheated. I should have gotten a lot more questions right.
Jerry, what is your most embarrassing moment? What was Amy's most embarrassing moment caused by you?
Oh, there's so many, Don. as far as embarrassing?
Yeah.
Oh, she already said the house was a wreck, so that can't be it. I'd have to say when maybe at one point or another when I was passed out.
Who would that be embarrassing for?
That didn't match. She said you're farting, but she struggled.
That's a natural thing.
You know, we should tell you.
Do you think I show people when you're passed out?
We should tell you that really she couldn't come up with an answer.
She really had trouble. She said there's nothing she can really think of.
I mean, I don't know why you two kids are splitting up. You're only mad at him because he's messy. You can't think of anything bad about him. He's not said anything really awful about you. Meanwhile, she's sleeping with half of the troops in Afghanistan, and you're walking in on Albert Brooks.
Right. This is the guy that
they match better.
This is the guy that needs to get his own place right here. I mean, observing this.
We have a call for Alicia.
Here's a question for obviously just Alicia. At what point in time did you become such a whore?
Stop that.
Stop it. We have one more question. Or two more. I haven't asked the plastic surgery, have I?
Yeah.
Then last question. Mark, if your genitals were a piece of fruit, a vegetable, or a fast food item, of those three, which would they be? And what would it be?
Cucumber?
Cucumber, Mike.
Very close, but not a match. Alicia said a banana.
Yeah, it does curve like it's that, crooked. You know.
All right, Jerry. Jerry, if your genitals were a piece of fruit, a vegetable, or a fast food item, what would they most resemble?
Jeez. It would be a vegetable and it would be a baby carrot.
A baby
carrot. Oh, hey, you know what? She said, once again, she said a Big Mac.
How's it feel?
A Big Mac. At least the one's split open.
Oh, my.
There's some hostility here now.
Is he attacked with flavor?
God damn.
You know, I'm done. I am beginning to think that Jerry and Amy here should maybe give it another go.
Yeah. You're a funny guy, but I guess you're great. I love it.
Jerry, I guess, is not agreeing with me.
All right, Buzzy, what is the score here?
Anybody can win in the third round, but at the end of this, the second round, Mark and Alicia still lead with 130 points to Jerry and Amy's 60.
Ooh, wow. All right, now, the final bonus question is worth 200 points.
All right.
We will have the men isolated and the women will answer.
Right.
And we'll do it all in one break when we come back from the stop set here.
Very exciting.
All right, so you guys, you girls, you got to go get separated. And when we come back, we'll have the final bonus question.
Get separated, get it?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I didn't even mean to tell that joke.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
This is Alicia's bed calling.
Right. Alicia's bed calling.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
I'm so tired of all these guys.
Hello, Don Mike Show. I'll tell you what, the guy had me. He said he walked in and Albert Brooks was on top. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hold on, Tom. I got a tape for you here. Wait a minute, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Here's, no, you're going to like it, Tom. Whenever you call.
Hi, yeah. Tom. What's wrong?
Okay, hold on. Let me listen to it again. Here it is.
Hi, Tom. What's wrong?
Did you hear it?
Yeah. Who's that?
Tom, just listen to it and then answer.
Hi, Tom. What's wrong?
It sounds like Dawn.
Tom.
No, it's from a commercial. Listen to it, Tom.
Okay.
Hi, Tom. What's wrong?
You got to listen to it and answer it, Tom.
Okay, here it is. It's a question. Okay.
Hi, Tom. What's wrong?
Hi, Tom. What's wrong?
Yes.
Okay. Nothing.
Okay.
There you go.
The answer.
He answered it.
What can we do for you, Tom?
Hey, I'd like to come in tomorrow and help out with the show with the... The
Bachelorette
party tomorrow.
Would you like to be the waiter?
Yep, I'm going to come in and be the waiter.
Mike, I don't know. No,
I don't know.
No, we're going to have serious dates. Serious dates.
Very serious.
I want to go on a serious date with the 62-year-old lady.
You know, Tom, I tell you what, Tom.
Yes?
If you want to be... Hold on a second. Hold on.
Pardon me for that. I just had a moment where I saw him pouring the wine.
No, I'm thinking even... I think it even more. Titty Bar here.
Yeah.
I know we had a guy drop out of the Bachelorette thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let Tom join. Let Tom, even though he's out of the age range.
Okay. We'll just amend the rules. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I know that, you know, everything we do is goddamn legal around here.
Yes.
Where it's 21 to 25. Tom will be a serious candidate, though.
Tom is an honorary contestant.
You know, Tom can be the first date, the test date.
You don't think that she might take him to the second round or anything?
Hey, you never know. I think he's charming.
Well,
I think he's hot.
Why don't you call Linda and tell her we're going to amend the rules to include Tom?
All right.
Okay.
Is Tom on hold?
Yeah.
He's on one.
All right, thanks. Bye. Okay. Tom?
Yes?
Tom, you're going to be a bachelor tomorrow.
Yay!
Yay!
You come down and you'll be able to go on one of the dates with the 62-year-old grandma.
Yep.
Okay?
And with Charlie...
Charlie's not here right now, Tom.
Hey, Tom?
What?
Hi, Tom. What's wrong?
Nothing. What's wrong?
Great. Bye-bye. Hello.
Looks like the back stairway tomorrow.
Don and Mike Show.
The last question's worth 200 points, right?
Yep.
What's the point of the first part of the game?
Well, we just play the game for fun. All the questions. But also, if you want to get technical about it, you could have you have the lead, and if you have a tie where they both answer it correctly, the people that won in the first rounds that did better are going to win the prize.
We've also been on the air for 3 hours. What's the point of your call, Chuck Barris?
Touche.
Touche. F you. I mean, and really, I'm gonna say it and.
I actually enjoyed that. Thank you.
Hold on a second.
There it goes.
I'm picking up the phone now, MF-er. So now you're talking to me. Okay? You're a god...
Oh, we're going
to
need a new phone.
I broke the phone. I really didn't mean to.
We're going to need a new phone.
I swear to God I didn't mean to.
I think it's going
to
be okay.
You think so?
I think we're going to be okay here. My dad's got a bitching set of tools.
See if you can fix the phone. I just... One of these guys, you know, I'm so tired of these idiots calling, and they just go, touche, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
Like that fixes everything.
Yeah, they don't understand the spirit of the competition.
Right. Okay.
They
have no spirit. I broke the telephone, because we're doing a killer bit today, and a jerk-off like you calls, what's the point? Let me ask you something. What is the point of your goddamn life? Nothing. Did you hear that? Are you amused by that now? Because that's not fun for radio profanity. That's real profanity. Do you hear me? You scumbucket. We're busting our ass to do a great show. You don't like it? Change the effing station. But don't call with what's the point. You know, someone should have said that to your dad when he inserted himself. I've just had it with too many dick callers. What's the point? What's the point?
And I believe the phone system now will be ramping up shortly.
And don't apologize to me. Please. Where are you calling from, Baltimore? Here's the apology I want. Welcome to Eyewitness News. A man has jumped from the Bromo Seltzer Tower. I'm not kidding, really. You know, dickheads like you. Dickheads like you.
Careful.
You know, we're doing a show. We're busting our ass. We get some douchebag like you. Jesus Christ. Really, you make me sick. I hope you get poison candy for Valentine's Day. I hope you get an anthrax Valentine. Have some nice mustard gas on your hamburger tonight. Really. I'll see you on the news tonight. I pray I do. I pray I do. Because you know what? You are the absolute perfect example of a dickhead that calls this show at the wrong moment. You know, we bust our ass to do a goddamn good show. You don't do your job every day, and nobody tells you you're incompetent. Or comes up and bitches at you and says, no, maybe I could have done this, maybe I could have done that. What do you do for a living anyway? Now, come on, don't tell me. What, a manager, what's the chain? Wendy's.
He's lying.
You're lying.
He's lying.
Lying. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. I pray that someday you are stuck in the Wendy's as a manager. You goddamn tool. And I'll pull up to the drive-thru window and go, how come it says 99-cent chicken nuggets?
What's the point?
What's the point? I could get me a whole box for $1.99. What's the point? You douche. I'm not talking to you on the radio now. Your voice is not on the radio. I'm talking to you off the radio. You got that? I mean, I'm on, but you're not on. Okay? And I'm going to tell you one more time, and I really, really mean it, and I wish you folks could hear me.
Yeah.
Mike and Buzz will back me up.
Oh, yeah.
My voice is 100%, so I can scream it.
If you wait a few seconds here, I will tell everybody you're not going to be able to hear what's coming up.
In that order.
Wow.
Nah, come on. You never felt lower. Bull ass. You felt lower in your life. How about when you woke up this morning? Douche. And incidentally, when you woke up this morning, what was the point of that? What was the point of that? What was the point? There was no point. God damn. Why don't you listen to a station that plays records? Hello? I'm right. God, you can't even stand up for yourself. You stupid pussy. Jesus Christ. Hold on a second. Here he is. I just wanted to see the guy's been on the phone the whole time.
I'm so sorry, Don.
Yeah, right. You're so, you know.
He's smiling.
Yeah, you think in some perverse way that you've made me happy. I'm going to take this off the air again.
Oh, dear.
If you really think you've made me happy, my address is 10800 Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia. I'm wearing an NFL Europe jersey. Come on down from Baltimore, and I'll show you tonight. All you have to do is sign a waiver that says you're not going to sue me when I knock your... That's all you got to do. Because I'm tired of douchebags like you. You screwing it up for me and for Mike and Buzz and Rob. We're doing the show to try to... God damn, put food on the table for our families. And I think it's a pretty freaking good show today. What's the point? You got to be a big man and call. What's the point? You really got something to say to me, asswipe? You come down here and say it to my face. And I swear on my kid's life, I will beat your ass.
I will beat your ass into the ground. Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry doesn't cut it! Hang up!
Hey. Okay. I really thought that went well.
Okay. Want to mention this part of the show has been brought to you by Viramax.
Fantastic.
Promotional consideration provided by Viromax. Viromax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Viromax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Back to you, Don.
Thank you, dude.
Hey, who wants gum?
You know, I'm not going to go on with this much longer. Josh?
Yeah, what's up, Don?
I see on the screen it says you're giving him what he wants. Let me tell you something.
No. Hold on.
Josh.
It was freaking hilarious.
Josh, yeah, I mean, you didn't hear.
Listen to it.
You
didn't, oh, no, I heard on the phone. I didn't get any bleep at all. There was no delay on the phone.
You did not? Okay. So then
that was
great. You heard what I said.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing that to be funny. That guy truly...
He pissed me off.
We worked real hard on this show today.
And I really want to, this is a small point, but it is relevant, that his premise was inaccurate.
Right.
If there is a tie, the fact that the one couple did better in the early rounds will give them the grand prize.
Or if
that is the whole point. They do that on other shows.
Or if one team is way behind.
It gives them a chance at the very last
game
to make with one answer a more difficult question. So there is a point.
The best way.
That, you know, his entire little premise was inaccurate.
Yep.
But
and,
you know,
he had to run his mouth, too.
Well, that's a cumulative effect of many, many callers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. He represented a lot of people.
In a big way.
But really, that's it. You don't
well,
like
hilarious
it.
On the phone. Great show, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank
See
you.
All right.
Okay. He was fine.
Yeah, that other caller was fine.
He enjoyed the rave out on the phone, as you know. I mean, quite frankly, we all did.
It was
quite satisfying.
Therapeutic.
Yeah.
When we get back, we'll have the final bonus question for the. And let me see. Hold on. Men isolated, women answer.
Right.
Worth $200. What's the point? You'll find out when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fopper. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Tom. What's wrong?
I don't know that one.
Dinner, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, bring the girls in while I go through the leftover trash after that last call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike,
yeah.
Buzz, how you guys doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, good show. Is Rob there?
Yeah, hey, he's right in the back of the studio. Here.
Hey, tell him I said zig ha.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what was the point of that last rant?
You know, I could give you a similar rant because you're calling to ask the point.
Are you joking, sir?
No, actually, I am joking.
I was hoping so, yeah.
Hello.
About that. Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Great move there, tossing that Martian right off after that question. I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for that little rant.
Tossing the Martian off. I like that.
Yeah.
And you gave that guy a little bit, you know, of what he needed, and you did the right thing by taking him off the air because he just wanted attention on the air.
Yep. Gotcha, my friend. Thank you. Yeah, that's all he wanted. Besides, felt good. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, Aaron from Philly?
Yeah.
Hey.
You guys are going to have to rename your radio show now. It's going to be Don and Mike. We make no points yet. We're still funny. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Do what?
What? Hold on. You were calling for Alicia, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I look like Al Brooks. I wanted to know if she'd like to go out on a date.
Alicia, this would be the second guy that is called asking you out.
It was the third. I don't want to be mean, but I just, like, converted to Mormonism. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Excuse me. What?
Right. Yeah, me too. I'll see you at the meeting, okay? Jesus Christ. Pun intended.
Mormon, now, did you do this because of a guy you're with?
No.
You converted to Mormon. So, no. What is the...
I'm dead serious.
The Mormon thing is now no more guys? Is that...
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go to hell for all the things that I've done.
Too late, honey.
I was thinking the same thing.
No.
That ticket has been punched. Here we go with the final bonus question. And the point of this is it's worth 200 points.
Ah.
Okay.
And Buzz, what is the score right now for each of these couples?
Mark and Alicia still lead with 130 points to Jerry and Amy's 60. If we have a tie, if you both answer incorrectly or both answer correctly, of course that means Mark and Alicia will win. Right. If you answer incorrectly, Alicia, you don't match your husband, that means that Amy and Jerry can come back with a 200-point question.
Okay. Right? It's going to take a miracle.
So, Amy... You and Jerry are way behind. Final question with 200 points. Mm. Who was most responsible for the breakup of your marriage?
Jerry.
No hesitation there. Mm.
And now let's go to Alicia. Alicia, who was most responsible for the breakup of your marriage?
Me.
Oh, say the other guy. Come on.
No, it's me. I can't lie.
Well, that's interesting.
Sure it's not Albert Brooks or one of the other guys? No, it's you. Okay? Yeah. All right, bring the guys in.
Here we go.
Here we go now. This will be where we get a winner and a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are no losers on the Donna Bike Show.
No.
Well, the party gifts for everybody. But I'll tell you that. Listen to this. Let's bring those guys in too, Robbie.
You want to bring them in now?
Yeah, bring them in now.
Yeah, we got something special.
Girls, each of you, and we're going to give you some for your friends for being on the show, will receive from our friends in the Philadelphia area where they listen on our great radio station, WYSP. You're going to get some glass dildos from Mark and Matt, and their website, glasstoysonline.com, P.O. Box 555, Brownstown, PA, 17508. Glass Toys Online, the highest quality glass dildos at half the price.
And here come the craftsmen now.
And they have discreet shipping, even though it's spelled discreet.
Now, that you guys just skateboarded in from Philadelphia?
Yeah, that's right.
What?
All right, guys, so where are the dildos?
Oh, we got them right here for everybody.
All right, let's show everybody the dildos. These are part of the wonderful parting gifts you get for being on the Backwards Newlywed Game.
Wow. Look at those. Mm-hmm. Fellas, would you like to describe what we have here?
What do we have?
Before it first, we have a special one we made for Lisa right here.
Oh, yay!
And,
can I touch him?
Oh, yay.
Beautiful.
And we have a glass pipe we made for Buzz.
Oh, yay.
I collect the novelties.
That's
of course, just a novelty. It's a knickknack. Right. You can put it on your in your curio,
for
Buzz.
For display and study.
Right.
But, yes, we got some glass products we made here.
And let me ask Amy and Alicia, can you find anything in there that you could use?
Because you guys can divvy these up, you know.
Sure.
Amy is just going through that thing like...
Look how pretty.
Yes, isn't that pretty? Yeah. Well, Lisa really loves hers.
Alicia, are you going to touch one of the... Is that the one you want, Alicia?
That's
the one that's studded?
The one that she's holding over there, I like.
Yeah, there you go, Joni. That's for you.
Talk of the temple.
Yes.
Oh, I got it.
Joni and Chachi.
Hopefully, no one's listening.
Wow. All right, well, let's put away the dildos.
Very nice. Thank you, fellas.
Thanks for coming down from Philly with the stuff. We'll be glad to give you another plug for the glass dildos.
Wow, look at that, fellas.
But we are down to the moment here. And I believe we should start with the couple that is ahead.
Yes, that would be Mark and Alicia.
Mm-hmm. Because even if they have a commanding lead, the other guys can still come from behind.
Or actually, you want to start with the couple that's behind. Because then, that adds the, it's like giving the golfer his last putt, right?
All right, so let's go to Jerry first. Jerry, would you step up to mic number 5? Hello, Jerry.
Hello,
Don.
Jerry, who was most responsible for the breakup of your marriage?
Me.
Mike?
Amy answered with Jerry.
I don't think that's a 200-point question, but...
200 points.
Well, if you look at the story of our other couple,
It certainly can be the 200-point question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know.
Well, I don't know. I think I know who won that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see.
You never know. That's the nice thing because, I mean, really, we found that this question is kind of a wild card question. Mm-hmm. You never know what the answer is going to be.
Okay, Alicia. She's given her answer. Mark, who was most responsible for your marriage breaking up?
That last comment you made, Don, you're throwing me a curveball. You got a good poker face. She can't say it's anybody else's fault but her own.
And you are the winner. She said Alicia.
Oh, my goodness.
And you guys are the grand prize winners. It was a great game.
Yes, enjoy. Mark and Alicia, you've won $1,000 from Veramax. And I guess you'll split that between you.
Yeah.
70-30.
And
I agree.
Alicia, you also have won a brilliant diamond pendant necklace from Mervis Diamond Importers. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you? 1-800-HER-LOVE.
And, of course, the dildos.
And everybody gets dildos. And, frankly, you know, what do I know? I've only been married to the same broad for 22 years. Jerry and Amy, I don't see you guys unless there's stuff you didn't tell us. You know, so he doesn't go down there a lot, and he's a slob. Is that about it? He spins in the. Jerry, is there more that we're not?
Well, Don, you said, you know, I had suggested counseling, but you know how they are. They just want to keep raking up the mud and keeping it coming back every week.
I did say that.
I don't know what to say. I mean,
it seems to me that I, you know, no offense to our winners. I mean, I'd leave you too, honey. But
I know.
But your wife, you know, didn't bang three guys.
I know it's broke, but it's not broke real bad. I'm always an optimist, but I'm not the one calling the shots.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are you?
I wish this was TV for Jerry's face. Jerry has an extremely expressive face when he's doing when he's making his points here.
So Amy, what is no chance?
Negative.
Negative.
All right.
All righty.
Done is done.
Well, there you have it.
Well, we're fond of all of you. Thanks for coming in. Thank you for showing up, you know, because we had some people that didn't show up today.
But you know what? The thing is, we have a child together, and we still, after all this time, there's no reason why we can't, you know, have a relationship.
Well, hey, I got news for you. As somebody who speaks from experience with that also, you have to do that when there are children involved. And, you know, that's the way that goes. And, you know, and really, the only thing I tell all, you know, you guys, when you're around the kids, you know, no matter what your issues are, don't involve them in it, okay? Because they don't need to be near that. That's what somebody told me that, and that's the best advice I ever got.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you both. Mark and Alicia are winners, and Jerry and Amy are runners-up.
Great game. And even though I said that last thing, guys, way to go. Hang in there.
And I think we have another call for Alicia. I think let me see line number.
Over the cold.
Line number four. Rick, you want to talk to Alicia?
Well, yes, I was going to offer some parting gifts for the couples, but I think it really only applies to one person there, and that would be a complimentary HIV test.
Oh, dear.
Ouch. Wow.
She's going to die.
Well, listen, she's a Mormon now.
Yeah. Yes, everything has changed.
Hey, let me ask you something, Mark.
Isn't it about time?
How hard did you laugh the first time you heard she's becoming a Mormon?
It wasn't a laugh. It was just a sigh, more or less.
Kind of a rueful sigh.
You know what? You know what? A hopeful sigh, Mike.
A hopeful sigh.
Wouldn't that be nice if that works out?
Oh, you're killing me.
All right, Elia.
All right, Elia,
get out of here.
Thank you. You were all fantastic.
Thank you. Very nice.
Congratulations.
Have a very, very nice
job. Very
nice.
Thank you.
You know, we can only...
Thank you very much.
Bye, guys. We can only hope... See you later. Bye, Mark. We can only hope that tomorrow's senior bachelorette goes half as well.
It will. That you know, those couples that do that, that takes a lot of balls on both the men and the women's side. So good for them to come in and do that.
Now, tomorrow, here's your dealio. Here's the setup for the big one tomorrow for the Valentine's Day show. Anna is 62. Mm-hmm. She's a grandma. You can check her picture out. Go to 1067wjfk.com. Anna will go on 10 dates. Including, we're bending the rules for Tom Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be dates here in the radio station. Anna will then, and you'll get to hear all 10 dates. We'll have a microphone in the room.
No, Rob, that won't be happening.
You'll get to hear what happens. She will narrow it down to 3.
Ass play.
then those three will be given a final task, and they will perform the task in front of Anna. She'll select the one guy that she loves, or at least likes. Anna gets $1,000 from Veramax. The bachelor she chooses gets $1,000 from Veramax, and we're sending everybody out to a very $500
right.
because the dinner is $500 tomorrow night as well.
Right.
They're going with a tape recorder, and we will have the taped date and the full replay of everything that happened on Tuesday's episode.
We're doing a replay.
Yes.
I mean, what's the point?
Well, the point is they'll
come. That's a joke. That was a joke.
Oh, okay. All right.
Come on. It's been a long day in the trenches, hasn't it?
I get jokes, Mike.
I totally get the point.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Oh, God.
He made it up.
You're
funny.
Yeah.
You know, and you're really funny.
Mm-hmm.
When you're at Brady's in Manassas.
Whoa, Junior, two. All right.
Saturday night.
Three. All right.
Stay for the sex with Mike. Saturday night at Brady's in Manassas.
Thank you very much.
Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news in the comments?
Today, horny monster terrorizes Florida. And it's not O.J. Simpson.
Is it Mike?
No, he's not in Florida. He's
not yet. Florida. Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. Good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Das ist nicht gut. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Buzz in the news brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. It's doctor developed and clinically tested. Veramax works. You can get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other retailers. Try it today, Veramax. 1-888 try. VMAX. Buzz, let me just fly through these calls and we'll be right to the news. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
I'm calling about the Glass Toys Online product.
Yes.
I have one of my own, and I just wanted to tell you that it's great. I have the Rod of Balls. I just wanted to let you know that it's a really great product.
All right, be careful with that, though.
Yeah, it's real. It's not even breakable. It's like like a solid piece of glass.
Well, everything's breakable. I hate for you to be, you know, working that thing, and all of a sudden, you know, you get
I don't think that'll happen.
Be careful.
We thought the phone was unbreakable.
Well, you never know. It was hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, great show, guys. And the two couples instead of the four, man, you get to know them a little better.
You do.
I kind of like that. That was great.
You do. I think tomorrow everybody will really dig a senior bachelorette.
Absolutely.
I think that's going to work out well. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that game was great. I got to tell you, I have like a splitting headache. I'm in bed, and I was like, I couldn't turn it off. It was so bad, I listened to it through a headache.
Thank you.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, I got a bat call for you.
A bat call. Okay, go.
You're on the Bob Garrison Show on 1270. The Buzz is Adam West, Batman.
Adam West, how you doing?
Great.
Did you ever see Ivana Craig naked? By accident, you know, like walking through her dressing room or something like that?
Yeah, I was going to say, not when she was looking.
No. I saw you.
Okay. What's that going to do with calling Batman, who was on one of our radio stations?
Right, exactly.
And he didn't even get her name right. It's Yvonne Craig.
Not Ivana.
Ivana Craig. It's Ivana Trump and Yvonne Craig.
That's right.
And just for future reference, is
that... Ain't your bald spot?
No.
Does your hair grow, sir?
Well, I guess it's continuing.
I'm
looking at the back of his head. It's all real.
Yeah, he's got his own hair.
It's all real.
No, I was hoping, you know, you're going to call if Batman is on our radio station at Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Just call him and tell him, I'm a super bad fan.
Absolutely.
Buzz, I don't know. Are you going to have in your news what you just came in and told us?
Actually, no. I'll tell you now.
Okay, this is pretty funny. Buzz just came in the studio right before the news. You know, he prepares the news every day, but this is a little extra special bit of
last minute thing, yeah. The government is now saying that the thing with the duct tape and the plastic sheeting, they're not so sure that'll work. In fact, they say they experimented with it in areas where people live near chemical plants. They said they had mixed results, and they really maybe is not the best thing you can do. Now that we've sold all the plastic sheeting and duct tape.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Amazing, isn't it?
Okay.
The world has gone mad.
All right, so anyway, now to the horny guy in Florida.
A guy? I don't know. There's supposedly
person?
A Bigfoot-type creature in Florida that's known as a skunk ape.
Robs, beware!
All right, beware of me.
Now, if the photographs and eyewitness accounts are true, it comes by the name Honestly. It reportedly looks like a large orangutan, and folks who claim to have seen it say it smells really bad.
Robs, beware!
Something else you should know about Florida's skunk ape. He's horny.
Charlie has a new companion, fresh from Spain. He hasn't seen another chimp since he was a tiny baby.
Skunk
Charlie's dying to play with his new companion. He doesn't mean any harm. It's a simple but dramatic moment, like Tarzan meeting another human for the first time.
Two women from Sweden, fishing in the Everglades, say this monster frightened them when he came out of the bushes, and not because he thought they would kill them.
See, we're talking about our producer, Charlie Broyhill.
Is this the famous Charlie?
But in the course of battle, peace-loving Charlie ended up a casualty. He lost a finger to a sharp set of teeth. Charlie had to leave the group and recuperate by himself.
Thank you, Charlie!
No, the women say they didn't fear for their lives. They say this monster was...
It was Broyhill, then.
Charlie was often drugged before he was rescued and brought to Monkey World. So he knows how this works.
The women say they were afraid they'd be raped. Their fears were justified, according to the owner of a nearby RV park.
Is this the famous Charlie?
Next time on Monkey Business, Charlie makes the big move.
The RV park...
Is this the famous Charlie?
The RV park owner says it's mating season and that the skunk ape is attracted by the scent of menstruation, but then... Who isn't?
Charlie?
Back at Monkey World, Jeremy has to hold down the fort and look after Charlie.
Is this the famous Charlie?
Charlie. The Fox Network's gotten into a pretty dicey area with its standards for contestants on reality shows.
I agree. Set this up and I'll tell you, I'm sure everybody agrees with me on this, so I'm not breaking any new ground, but... This is about Frenchie?
Yeah, the network's just given the boot to an American Idol contestant who appeared on an adult website 4 years ago. Frenchie Davis was 19 when she posed for a site that caters to guys who like their women young. As the Washington Post points
and big.
Out, it was okay when an ex-stripper was an American Idol finalist last year, and it was okay when one of the Joe Millionaire gold diggers had a history in fetish videos. But posing for a porn site is apparently where the wild and crazy Fox Network draws the line. Frenchie, by the way, is now a 23-year-old student at Washington, D.C.'s Howard University. All traces of this Aretha sound-alike have now vanished from the American Idol website. And thousands of people have signed an online petition to get Frenchie back into the competition.
Let me tell you something. I don't even watch American Idol.
No.
But I got a call from a friend of mine who said, I heard you talking about Frenchie a couple of weeks ago when I saw her. I mentioned she was one of the, when they had the 32.
Right.
That was kind of like... Queen Latifah, big,
right.
Sloppy, kind of doable, but, you know, big jugs and big ass. You know, baby got back. Was,
right.
She could sing, but she had gold hair and Frenchie. And anyway, the guy calls me up and he says, I want you to go to, it's like SaveFrenchie.com or something. So I went there and I looked into it and I thought about it and I thought, look at what Fox is.
Mm-hmm.
Fox is the network that gives us Joe Millionaire,
right?
Bridezilla, police chases, man versus animal, which is faster, which is stronger.
Right.
They had 100 midgets pulling an airplane at the same time as an elephant was pulling an airplane.
Absolutely.
Why take the chance away from this girl to be on American Idol?
Especially if they've had a stripper on.
Just because 4 years ago she was in a porno. Well, I saw... on TV today on the news, some tight ass from Fox, who knew that that network even had the tight asses,
right.
Saying, our feelings are this, that the audience of American Idol is from 10 to 110.
Oh, God.
Therefore, our standards must be higher than the rest. You know, listen, Fox is Fox.
That's right.
And that's why we watch Fox, because it's not CBS.
That's right.
Because it's not NBC. It's Fox.
And people do agree with you. One unhappy viewer wrote, Fox, a moral compass? Please.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous. It really is.
And I like Fox.
Yeah,
I like the fact that they have the balls to run good, different shows like 24 and The Simpsons. But they also just unabashedly run crap shows.
Right, yeah.
Junk shows that they know just dumb people like me are going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But, you know, you can't have it both ways.
No, and right. You do have the examples of the people that have been in their shows anyway. And, you know, I don't get it.
Another angry viewer wrote, I will not watch Fox unless Frenchie is brought back. This is saying a lot. I am Amish. Fox, which has known about her web work for months because she was honest and upfront about it, says it will do everything it can to further her music career. But Fox says it will replace her in the group of the 32 remaining contestants because she appeared topless on the adult site and appeared to be touching herself.
BFD.
And wasn't there some guy that they booted off that they didn't give any reasons for?
Yeah.
There's some secret reason that they booted the guy off.
Who knows?
What was you, Rob? Rob, yeah, Rob was on the show.
Anyway, so I went to the website. I put my name on the petition. What the F? I don't care. Yeah. Just, you know, she wasn't hurting anybody.
Right.
It's 4 years ago, and the most important fact is she didn't lie about it.
She was up front. She's very talented.
Yeah, it's legal.
She needs the money.
She had it on the resume, right. And my friend is Howard University, mm-hmm. said this is how she got the money to go to college.
Exactly.
By going on this porno site.
Right, exactly, you know, and it is legal.
Yes.
I've said to all the women that I've ever met in my life, when you're ever down on your luck, the easiest way to get on your back. Mm-hmm. You know, sell yourself, honey.
Absolutely. That's when you're doling out your advice to women.
Sell yourself.
You social worker, you.
You mad at me, Sheila?
Yes.
What are you mad at me?
Huh?
Why?
The thing, my husband comes home and says something. He says...
You can't spell it, honey.
Honey, you can't spell the word. Your husband, you said your husband comes home from work and occasionally calls you the C word?
Yeah.
All right, so why are you mad at me?
Because of what he says now.
What does he say now? What?
I can't say it.
Is it something we say on the radio?
Yeah.
Well, then you can say it.
Well, then if we say it on the radio, you can say it.
He comes home today.
I had to delete that out because the woman was not bright enough. It is see you in Toledo mm-hmm. or see you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's not see you in Toledo, C word.
Right. No.
Which is what that guy's been saying to his wife, and she's mad.
She's very upset with us, and it's totally unjustified.
Because he said he learned it from us.
Huh.
I like everybody see that commercial with that little kid? Remember that one when we were little, when the dad comes in, and the kid's like rolling a joint or something,
right.
And the dad goes, "How could you?" And the kid turns and goes, "I learned from you."
Our parents and grandparents had a Dr. Spock to turn to for advice on raising children. Future generations will have Michael Jackson. Wacko Jacko has just written a book about how to remain childlike as you raise your children.
Oh, God.
The Baby Dangler has a new how-to book for parents, which he's co-written with his friend, a rabbi.
Crawl around on the floor.
Quoting one wiseacre, it's a bit like Kid Rock trying to write a book on grooming, isn't it?
Poop in your pants.
We finally have an idea of what allegedly was in Pee Wee Herman's porno collection when it was seized by police. The information came in court documents that were filed this week. Pee Wee's lawyers have been saying that his small collection of erotic art does not focus on underage boys and that much of it is historical in nature.
Paging Mr. Herman.
Paging Mr. Herman.
Kitty Ford.
They've argued that the young men featured in the pictures could just as likely be of legal age and that Pee Wee bought the stuff in large lots and hadn't even seen much of it. But the prosecutor says,
large lot.
that's
a little weird.
In these court documents, the prosecutor says it's a massive collection of adolescents.
Massive.
Aroused in some cases, touching themselves in some cases, and touching each other in some cases.
Call for Mr. Herman.
Mr. Herman has a massive lot of pornography.
To break,
very good.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, hello.
Hey there, Don, Mike and Buzz.
Hi.
You can't be the American Idol and be on porn site?
Sure she can, honey.
No.
It's not like they had a finalist who was a stripper.
There's looking for an image. Well, isn't she?
Honey,
they're looking for the most talent.
God, you're so wrong. I swear to God, I don't hit women. I've never hit a woman in my life. But I would just.
What happened to Vanessa Williams? She had to strip her crown.
No, but I mean, but she was going to be Miss America, which is a sanctioned event. American Idol is a made-up television show. It doesn't mean that you stand.
It's a made-up pageant.
Okay, but America. Jesus Christ, you're a dumb bitch. The Miss America pageant, while I agree, is stupid, at least to some degree, since you're competing against other countries, is a woman who represents America. American Idol, honey, hello. It's a contest to get somebody to get them a record deal so they're like Kelly Clarkson.
Right.
They have one hit record, and then they're gone forever.
And, you know, when you are allowing strippers, I mean, you've got to be consistent. And not every singer has to be pure like Christina Aguilera.
Or Britney Spears.
Right.
Or Madonna. Or Hang Up.
Or Celine Dion.
Hang Up. Smelly Poon.
Wow.
Jesus. Too bad they don't have a contest called American Vagina. I'm sure you'd do well in that.
I don't know.
Yeah, she might not, Buzz.
Yeah.
She might have a recessed vagina.
Well, now, you know, how many times do I have to tell you? There you go. So now that's out there. Okay. Now it's not ours. Now we don't own it. American Vagina. You'll see that next year.
Yeah, somebody will steal it.
American Vagina.
You'll snatch it.
I mean, what's
up.
The new one they have on ABC? Was Are You Hot?
Yeah.
American Vagina. Who has the prettiest vagina?
I think they keep the same panel, too. Simon, Paula Abdul, and the fat black guy.
We'd like you to raise the bar. Your vagina is just not making it. You're not doing it. You're not doing the right thing. Trim it better. Come back next week. Show us a better vagina. That's what we want you to do.
Good lip sync.
Big man.
I like the vagina.
That's my Paula Abdul impression.
Majora. Lady Majora. Girlfriend, you got it going on.
I didn't like it. I didn't like any of them.
Well, one of the people nominated for an Oscar this year doesn't even exist. Charlie Kaufman, who wrote Being John Malkovich, created a make-believe twin brother named Donald Kaufman to share the writing credits for Nicolas Cage's adaptation.
Right.
About a twin. Or a pair of twins. People have won with their pen names before, but this is the first time a fictional person has been nominated for an Oscar.
And that, again, just shows how stupid the Oscar panel is, because this was not some well-guarded government secret.
Right.
Right. The guy wrote it and had, like, a fake name that he used with it.
Mm-hmm. And even though he has lots of nominations, director Roman Polanski isn't going to the Oscars, and he won't be accepting any awards by satellite video either. Polanski, whose Holocaust movie The Pianist is up for 7 Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Director, is afraid to come to the U.S. He's still facing charges here for having unlawful sex with a 13-year-old American girl in 1977. That's why these days he lives in Paris, where they apparently take a different view of these things.
Roman Polanski says,
I love to play in the mud because I wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but you put us in mud and I'm just as fast as most of the guys. Most guys can't run in mud.
That's Roman Polanski.
Boy, it doesn't sound like him. The Academy says if it made a video exception for one nominee, there'd be a flood of requests from the others.
Right.
In sports, NBC says it'll televise pro boxing 3 times during the May sweeps this year. It's been 11 years since NBC's done that. Boxing was a staple of regular TV in the 50s and 60s, but these days, mostly confined to cable, till now.
Good luck.
And finally, with all the sadness and trauma in the world right now, let's take a moment to reflect on the death that mostly went unnoticed last week. We celebrate the life of Larry Laprise, who passed peacefully at the age of 93. Larry wrote the dance song popular at weddings, The Hokey Pokey. His death was tough on his family and nearly as hard on the funeral home, which might have had trouble getting him into the casket. They put his left leg in, and that's when the trouble started.
Hey, you.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! All right, we got to go. Buzz took his funny pills today.
Yeah.
All right, see you tomorrow with the senior bachelorette and the 10 guys that will be vying for her vainy.
Oh, no.
Armed, whatever.
Raise the bar.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Va, 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 va.
Don?
Yes.
I'm a Mormon.
BM. Eater.
Till we meet again.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Promotional consideration provided by Viromax. Viromax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Viromax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Back to you, Don.
I'm over here now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.